Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission. This day we're coming to you from Dortmund, is that correct? We are in Dortmund in Germany. Thank you very much, we welcome you. Last night, we spread this very gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of God on this very earth from Dusseldorf. Today we have come to see you here in Dortmund. And as always, I'm impressed with the response, the very enthusiastic response we've been getting from all of you Biafrans, not just here, but also in Dusseldorf last night. Before that, we were in Antwerp in Belgium, we were in Amsterdam, we were in Geneva, we were in Zurich. And everywhere we have gone to preach this very gospel, people have come out to receive us in large numbers, and you are no exception this evening. Therefore, we welcome you here, those of you here assembled in Dortmund, that this is your radio station, Radio Biafra. We have brought very close to you that for the very first time, you are no longer going to complain that you've been calling, you cannot get through. This night you're here, you'll be able to speak, and the whole world will hear you from this very studio here, this makeshift studio, a town hall meeting of sorts. We are transmitting via satellite to every continent on this very planet. Radio Biafra is received via satellite on at least 5 continents of the world. We are indeed formidable. Nothing is going to stop us. Nothing is going to stop us from getting Biafra. Any obstacle along the way will be destroyed. The reason why we warn about what we are going to do before we do it is very simple. Because we want the glory to be greater. We don't want to fight like cowards. Because Biafra is our God-given right. Biafra existed before Britain came into existence, and for that reason, there is no way we should be afraid when fighting for what rightfully belongs to us. That is why we want every criminal to leave. And that is why we are inviting every good person, every truthful and honest person, everybody that believes in natural justice, everybody that believes in the restoration of Biafra, everybody that understands that Biafra is a religion, everybody that has at heart the yearn for freedom. This is where you belong, and this is Radio Biafra. I must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, our beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, that this is Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 14th day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now in Dortmund is approximately 10 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening, 10 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafraland, 10 minutes past 7 also in London, where we are normally based. We are coming to you live and direct. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I am from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. In Biafra land, I welcome each and every one of you. And as I welcome you from all around the world, from this very place in Dortmund in Germany, I will also encourage you, I will urge you to welcome other people as well by asking them to go to www.radiobiafra.co, by asking them, please, to tune into their satellite, especially My TV Strong. We are on DASAT, the same platform as AIT. We are on Arab satellite, we are on Chinese satellite, we are on USA satellite as well. If you go to TuneIn or download TuneIn, you'll get Radio Biafra there. We are on Radio Forest, we are on BiafraRestoration.com, we are on PeopleOfBiafra.org, IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org. We have our own bespoke app. We are doing everything humanly possible to make sure that Radio Biafra's gospel of the restoration of our beloved country, Biafra, happens in our lifetime. That is where we exist. Morning, noon, and night, all we do is talk about Biafra. We do not apologize for that because we owe nobody an apology. Biafra is a nation created by Chukwu Abiama himself. Mankind destroyed it. Therefore, the fight you are engaged in, what you are doing, is a heavenly fight. It's a just war. Anything you do to restore your country is the right way to do it. You are not just mere black Africans. You are the children of God. descended directly from him. We do things differently. The reason why we lost the war between 67 and 70 was because we did things the way others did it. This time around, we're doing it differently. If Biafra doesn't come between now and the 31st of December 2015, we will burn the zoo down. The zoo will perish, completely perish. We will hunt them like wild animals. That place will be turned to a worse place than Somalia. As simple as that. They can buy all the helicopters they like in Enugu State. They can destroy all the communication masts they like. That's where we are coming to them via satellite. They don't understand it. They cannot get at our equipment. We tested them with our cenotaph and they failed. All those corrupt Igbo men, all those corrupt Igbo Abuja-trained APC Boko Haram politicians, those of them serving Hausa Fulani interest, they will leave our land or we'll kill them. There is nothing I will not sacrifice to get Biafra. They must understand this. There is nothing we will not sacrifice. Nothing, including life itself. They are the ones with things to lose, not us. They must pack their bags and leave where we come from, or they will die there. We have not come here to preach peace. We have not come here to ask for negotiations. We have come here to preach this very gospel that the world may know, that we need to be left alone. We don't need these vagabonds, these criminals, serving the Sokoto Caliphate to continue to run our lives. It will not happen again. The reason why we brought this gospel here today in Dortmund before you is so that you will go back and tell your children, tell your wives, tell your husbands that you went, you saw them, and you heard that Biafra must come. We don't care what you do. What you do is immaterial. We want you to come and join the army. We want you to contribute to help us to buy weapons to defend our land. That is up to you if you want to do it or not. But regardless of how you behave, you can't stop Biafra from coming. Because this very mission is ordained by God himself. Chukwu Abiama in heaven, who determined that we should come, has ordained that Biafra must come. There is nothing mankind can do about it. Because Biafra is a direct gift, the dwelling place, the abode of the Most High God upon this very earth. That is why we must do what we can. That is why we must continue relentlessly in our belief in the sanctity of our philosophy, in the supremacy of our ideology that Biafra must prevail. We are not asking people to give us what doesn't belong to us. We are not asking for anything extraordinary. We are not asking them to give us any part of Gongola State. We are not asking for a piece of Sokoto. We are not asking to rule other people. All we are asking for is to be left alone, to be free. Anybody who thinks he or she is a Biafran, you come from Igbo land, you come from Ibibio, you come from Efik, you come from Ishekiri, from Urobo, from Ejo, some parts of Igala, some parts of Idoma. If you think, if you convince yourself that you are not a Biafran, then you remove yourself from what we are doing. If you stay with us, you must be a Biafran. Not everybody is a Biafran. Some of us are born Igbo, some of us are born Ibibio, some Efik, depending on the clan you come from. But before you become a Biafran, your reasoning, your intellectual capacity has to attain a particular level, or else you will not be considered worthy to be called a Biafran. For you to be called a Biafran, you must be truthful. For you to be called a Biafran, you must be honest without fear before your enemies. For you to be known as a Biafran, you must rise up and do what is right before God in heaven and before man on earth. If you don't do that, you're not a Biafran. That is why we remain without fear before our enemies. That is why, as Chukwu Abiama knows, we are righteous before him. Only God can judge man, because only God sees in the day and in the dark as well. If there is any way I have failed my country, if there is any day I have woken up and not thought about my country, if there is any day I have survived as a person without the thought of my country in my heart, Chukwu Abiama will strike me dead. But if not, if every day of my waking life all I think about is Biafra, if I love this country that God himself created, if I want this country to be free, then Chukwu Abiama must keep to his words. What he said to us must come to pass, because his words never ever changes. Chukwu Abiama cannot bring us out only to disgrace us before our enemies. It's impossible. We have sacrificed so much. There is nothing we are not prepared to sacrifice. If we are honest and righteous people, then Chukwu Abiama knows that Biafra must come. We say it in the open, not behind closed doors, that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow because of our incorruptibility. We are not like you. We can never be like you. Things that move you do not move us. It doesn't. The only thing I want in my life is Biafra to be free. Nothing more, nothing less. Only Biafra is what matters. Any day you grow up to think the same way, then you are worthy to be called a Biafran. Then I can come on Radio Biafra and say that you are one of us. For me to say that somebody is one of us means that that person sleeps, breathes Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. We don't intend to start and stop. We don't want to say something we cannot do is impossible. Everything we have said, we have done. One thing we want to make abundantly clear to all of you is this. When you leave this place after this gospel this evening, you will go and preach the same gospel to all those that you meet. All men and women of goodwill will come with you. Once they come with you, we remain unstoppable. On the 30th of May, we shook the whole world. 30th of May 2014 will forever be remembered on a day that you came out in large numbers in over 88 countries of the world to remind humanity of their obligation to those they subjugated, those that they enslaved, those they rendered asunder. On that very day, you raised the tricolor of the rising sun once again that humanity may behold. And from that day onwards, our march must be relentless, relentless, never stopping, indefatigable. We don't intend to retreat, and we cannot surrender. It is either we get Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. Life will no longer be worth living without Biafra. That is why we encourage you, if you know you are a Biafran, you will experience immortality. Because your names will forever be remembered. As long as there is man on this earth, those of you that set Biafra free, those of you that did the will of God by setting your country free, will forever be remembered. And at last you will understand that Ahamefule means something. That your names will never be forgotten. Never, ever, ever. Two things you can do. You can pick one or you can do both. Volunteer to serve in the army or support us financially. That's all you can do. Either you come with us, we go home. When I'm going home, to volunteer to serve in the army of Biafra, or you support this very army. Don't be afraid. We cannot lose anymore. We cannot lose this war. We lost 67-70 because we made some silly schoolboy mistakes. Those mistakes we have identified, we can't make them again. Humanity owes us. For the death of the 3.5 million, those of them I owe my obligation to are not to the living. They owe us so much. And Biafra must come in our lifetime, or else everything from that place will be dead. The war will last forever. We promise them that. Because right now we are slaves. We might as well be reasonable slaves. We might as well make something out of our slavery. The time for rebellion is now. The time for revolution is now, not tomorrow. That's why we are here to preach this gospel. And I'm glad to see all of you. The same way I was glad to see those of you in Dusseldorf, those of you in Antwerp in Belgium, the family in Amsterdam, those of you in Geneva, those of you in Zurich. I will never forget this leg of my travel because you have responded exceedingly well. And we want you to carry this thing into the field. Take it out onto the streets of Germany. Go and tell them that Biafra is coming. Go and tell them to participate in what we are doing. Go and tell them that this country, this sceptered land, this very holy land called Biafra will be founded on the principles of equality, of natural justice, of fair play. We are founding this very land upon truth and honesty. Without truth, you are nothing. That is why we are here. And Chukwu Abiama's name will be praised here tonight. That is why every adoration, every honor, every glory. When we kneel down to pray, when we bow our heads to pray, we offer undiluted, unadulterated glory to the Most High God, the Lord of hosts, Jukwabiama, and not to anything created by man, because only He is God. That's why we are here. And I welcome all of you, one after the other. So do I welcome the worldwide audience of Radio Biafra, wherever you may be, from the east to the west, the north to the south, wherever you are on the planet, welcome you. From here this evening, this gospel will be preached, the gospel of truth, the gospel of light, and the gospel of redemption, according to this very radio station, Radio Biafra, that the whole world is listening to right now. Everybody, from those of them representing Obama to the last person, everybody is listening to Radio Biafra. Everybody, bar none. Because here, even those of them that rule the world, they get the truth. And that truth is what will set us free. Thank you very much for being here. I have some people around here. I want to see who is the acting do we have a coordinator here already or we don't? But somebody organized this thing together. Is that correct?
I have a representative host here.
Yes. Somebody representing us is here? Yes. Yes, pick up the microphone, switch it on, and address our people. You will greet them. Just your name, your village, which is where you come from. Maybe Sepota, or we Sepota, who you are, because we are without fear before our enemies. Go ahead.
My name is Wokona Chibuzo, Eric, from Obo local government area. I'm the host coordinator here in Dortmund.
Thank you. Thank you very much. From Obo, with the same place that Mbakwe comes from. Mbakwe is a man of honor. There are only four leaders you have had in your lifetime. One is Mbono GK. The other person is Dr. Kanu Ibiam. The other one is Dr. Michael Opara. And the last but not the least is Dr. Sam Mbakwe. They are the only ones that have served you in truth, in honesty, and with consistency. The reason why you are not hearing their names is because Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba people have refused to write about them because they are good men. They are the ones you should emulate. If people ask you who is your hero, who is your role model, tell them Mazi Mbonu Ojike. Tell them Dr. Akano Ibiam. Tell them Dr. Michael Opara. Tell them the very amiable, very foresighted Sam Mbakwe. These are your leaders, four. In peacetime, of course, in battle, we have the people's general that sacrificed also everything he had to serve his country. But we betrayed him, as we always do. We betrayed him. But those of them that fought gallantly, one of the families of which called me today, I will not mention his name, when the idiot rang from Hanover. They rang me from there and said if they see him, they cut off his head. One of the most premier families we have that fought the war for us, the son is in Hanover, saying if he catches that idiot, his head will be off here in Germany, to tell him how serious we are. We are everywhere. Every blessed place. When we hunt you down, you will keep running until we catch you. Because there will be no hiding place for the wicked. Because we are fighting for what is right and what is just. Before man and before God. Am I asking for any piece of land that belongs to anybody else? The answer is no. All we're asking for is to be free. And we must be free. Please, you will give us your names one after the other. Our national is here. Please, we start from him. To tell us where you come from, if you can, you step forward, please, anywhere around here. Those of you from the back can come over there and over there to give us your name and where you come from. AB Sebota, you are not stealing. You are not Boko Haram. What you're fighting for is to be free. Americans fought to be free. Even the Germans fought to be free. Everybody on this earth fought to be free. Even the Australians fought to be free. The Russians fought tyranny to be free. Everybody wanted to be free from one form of oppression or the other. So what you're doing is no different. Not at all. Please go ahead.
I will start by...
Stand up, please.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I will start by saying, praise be to Chukwuebiamah. because he is the head of our lives. And then I will say good evening, good morning, good afternoon to all Biafrans worldwide. I will say thanks to the head of directorate, Uche Nasiebu, and to all the officers and the editorial board of Radio Biafra. And my enormous thanks to our director, the voice himself, the voice of Biafrans worldwide, the vibrating voice that speaks on our behalf, the only man so far known in Igbo land that has set his life on the line, the only man so far that is bold enough to tell the world about our plight, the only man that stands on our behalf. This man is honest, he is unwavering, and then we love him for what he is. Welcome, Director, in our midst, and God bless you.
Thank you.
And I'll go on to say to Dortmund, Biafrans, to please, that this day is your day. We had one in Düsseldorf yesterday. Today is your day in Dortmund. I hope this very opportunity is there for you to now to begin to unravel yourself out of the bondage. You find yourself even here in Dortmund. Some of you go outside and preach Biafra and talk about Biafra. And some people are telling you, why are you speaking about Biafra? No. Tell them we have come to stay. Biafra movement, Biafra family has come to stay in Dortmund. We are here to establish a family. Nobody can tell you no. We say yes. When they say no, say yes. If they say no, say yes, we can. Biafrans have come here to stay in Dortmund. We're expanding. We are touching everywhere in Germany. Anybody that says, no, we can't do this, we say, yes, we can. Let the person come and tell us what we can do. We tell the person what we can do. So we are in bondage. We want to be free out of this bondage. There's nothing bad about being free. There's nothing wrong about being free. It is just a fundamental human right to be free. So we are here to say, let us be free. Marriage with Nigeria is not necessary, is not a must. If you go to, if a woman comes to you and you say to the woman, let me marry you, the woman says, no, you're not going to rape that woman. So we say to Nigeria today, we are free already. Then if they say no, let them come out for the battle, we are ready for Nigeria today. So I'll hand over my microphone now to the regional coordinator to say something right now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes. You must give us your names, including yourself. Please, can you go there to give us your names, please? Go ahead, regional coordinator, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, good people. Thank you, all of us of freedom. My name is George Ndubisi. Anyanwo, for those who knows me, right down there. I am from Agolo. There is no two ways about it. Biafra has come to stay. Before the intruders came, we were Biafrans. Sometimes I find it very, unimaginable to explain to people that we are Biafrans. The white men came. Permit me to throw one viewpoint of mine as a student of the Bible. There was a time when the good man of Nazareth took a fight into the holy temple because he knew this is no time for fasting or prayers. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you especially the people who made it possible in Dortmund here, Mr. Chibuzo and Mr. Chris. And thank you for the director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Please, the next person.
Biafra Kweno.
Yeah.
Biafra Kweno.
Yes.
Kwezono.
Yeah.
My name is Ikechukwu Okoye. I'm from Ojoto, Biafra, Great Biafra Nation. I came today here in Dortmund, especially to see my beloved director Nnamdi Kanu. I took it upon myself to abandon my job today to travel from Wiesbaden to Dortmund to see him. I've missed him anyway. I love him.
So do I miss you. It's been a pleasure seeing you. I hope Barrister Mamesu will not get jealous. You know, Barrister is a bit jealous.
For everything he stands for, I stand myself too. I told him when he came to my place, when he stayed with me, he slept with my house. I told him, to get Biafra, we must fight. And I'm ready to fight. I don't want to get Biafra on golden plate. That Biafra, I will not be for it. Biafra, I want the Biafra, I go out there and fight and get it. So when the Biafra comes, we know we fought for it and we keep it. We protect it, we preserve it and love it and do everything human possible to develop it, to work and develop it. We are here in Germany, we see all type of beautiful houses, beautiful infrastructure. Everything was very fine here. We also want to transport all everything we see here to replicate them in Biafra. But it's work, a very, very hard work, coupled with very, very deep, strong discipline. We must be very disciplined. We must work. How do we work? How do we work to develop places we want to stay, we want to have a nice, a very joyful existence? You can only work for what you love for. You must love Biafra. You must love Biafra. And you must love your people. Because it doesn't matter what we are doing today. Even we are going to work 24 hours to develop Biafra, to build the finest structures in Biafra. We are not going to do all these things because we are going to enjoy it ourselves. We are doing it for the next generations. That's what the Germans did. They work that the next people coming after them will see and enjoy. Remember them, preserve their names, love them. They can go out there. You see a German somewhere in America? Where are you from? I'm German. He's very proud of himself. He's very proud of himself because, you know, I mean, if you hear a name German, oh my God, German man, ooh. They are very great. They're great people. And we, Biafran, are more great than them. We are very, very much greater than them. I studied with them. I went to some university with them. I did engineering. They were not the best. I beat them. They beat me somewhere, somehow. So, what they can do, we can do it.
Yes, we can.
What they can do, we can do it. Mm-hmm. Nothing on this earth the Germans can do, we cannot do. I'm going to be very short because I don't want to take much time here because I'm not here to tell of stories, episode, and a thought. Biafra Kwenu.
Yeah.
Biafra Kwenu.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are coming to you live and direct from a place called Dortmund in Germany. For those of you back in Africa that watch German football, there is a team from here called Borussia Dortmund. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Germany just won the World Cup. Because we are here, we brought that blessing to them.
Yes.
And yesterday they won. We must congratulate the German people, the German government. And there is something we always forget, that even Germany, ordinary Germans helped us during the war. Ordinary Germans contributed money to help us during the genocidal war, the war of attrition, the war of eradication, the war of elimination of the children of God. Ordinary German people helped us then. We must remember them now and congratulate them for their feat. We hope that one day also that Biafra, that very land blessed by God, will also be able to win a World Cup as well. Yes. We are praying.
Yes.
Because only if Biafra emerges will an African country, African nation win the World Cup. We have the finest of everything there is to have because we are the children of God. The next person, please.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Good evening, Director. Director, you are welcome back to Germany and in this city, Dortmund. My name is Chukwuka Dibia, aka Ochika, aka I'm from Kassel in Germany. We are pushing around with Germany from Düsseldorf to Dortmund. Dear friends in Dortmund, I have a message for you. Dortmund used to be a place we used to know. It has come time to prove yourself. I believe you people will stand up like every other city in Germany and join Nzulumike and his team to see that Germany did not fail the 3.5 million people that were slaughtered and murdered. Everybody knows the life we are going through here in Germany is not the best. It's not our wish, but because we don't have alternative. But now there is alternative. I hope we will make good use of the best of what we have now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Well spoken. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My name is Eze Ozemenam. I'm from Cologne. I'm a native of Enugu State from Ogun local government in Amorley. I'm here today in Dortmund to bring a good news and a good message to the people of Dortmund to join the rest of people in Germany in this our struggle so that we will achieve our goal. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. You have your brother listening from London. His name is Jerome Chimbiko. These are the people that came to our rescue in 2009. We are still owing him over £2,000. Jerome Chimbiko gave us money in 2009 to run Radio Biafra on shortwave. He made that very sacrifice because he loved his country. And I remember him every blessed day. It was actually a money he loaned to us, Jerome Chimbiko. We cannot forget such people. Because of them, we continue to work very hard. Ikechukwu, he comes from your village. You're from Ojoto. Jerome Chimbiko is in the UK from Ojoto. He says we should say hi to you. Because here on Radio Biafra, we are listening from everywhere in the world. I remember every blessed day, Jerome Chimbiko, in my prayers. And I pray that everybody should be like him. Everybody should try and be like him. He's a good Biafran. A very good Biafran. Because of them, they enthuse and energize us all the time. Men like that are the reason why we do not sleep at night. Men like that is the reason why we go to bed at 3 a.m. We get up at 5. We broadcast from 7 every blessed day. Because there are some Biafrans that are worth the sacrifice that we make. He's one of them. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Emmanuel Enekwemchi. I'm from Ekenu, the local government area. I come from Düsseldorf. I want to give you a little bit story why this gathering is taking place today. Some time ago, Chibuzo called the director and was complaining the behaviors of the Biafrans in Düsseldorf here. In Dortmund, I'm sorry. The director was annoyed and he promised that any time he comes to Germany, he will come to broadcast in Dortmund. This broadcast, my brothers and sisters here, is for you, Dortmund. It's for you to wake up, to realize the importance of this struggle we are following today. These two gentlemen, Chibuzo and Mr. Donewu, they used to come to Düsseldorf every time, two times in a month when we are having meetings. They pay transport fees. And they contributed their monthly dues. And they are paying their 350 defense fee. And for that reason, we said, their suffering is becoming too much. Let us help and institute a very strong Biafran here in Dortmund that will be more than any other place in this Dutchland. That is why we are here today and we'll be here again on the 2nd or 3rd of August for the same purpose. Please don't crucify them. Join them, support them, support the way you can, even by giving your advice, running an errand, buying something, doing whatever, supporting in any way you can. It is not a small thing because we will grow from there. Thank you very much, my brothers and sisters.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Yes, please.
Biafra Queen.
Yeah.
Biafra Kwezon.
Yeah.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. Yeah, my name is Christian Udenewu. I'm from Aba in Wangele local government of Imo State. I'm the co-coordinator. Now I'm very happy. I've been speaking with the director on telephone, but to my own surprise, we can be able to see each other live today.
Yes.
I'm very, very happy, and I pray to him that Almighty God will continue to strengthen him.
Yes, sir.
To continue to do the work.
Yes, sir.
Which Chukwu Abiyama have called him to do. Because we believe that he is doing all this not by his own power. Many people are older than him, are younger than him, they are too intelligent than him, but they couldn't be able to do what he's doing. What he's doing today is not for himself alone, it's for our children to come. According to what our brother said before, what he is fighting for, what me and you are fighting for today, is not me and you are going to enjoy it. Because I was telling one of our brothers here today, sometimes in Dusseldorf. Now we are here today, living, seeing every good things in Deutschland. But nobody will know how they have struggled. The sacrifice their forefathers have done before they have come to this level they are today. That is what we are fighting for today. In our land, in our country called Biafra. Whether the enemy like it or not, we are going to achieve it because that is our dream. That is why all of us are gathering here today. I'm very happy to see Director in our midst. For my fellow brothers and sisters here in Dortmund, for your information, we are having a meeting, Biafra meeting, here, the same hall, on the 3rd of next month. I believe everybody, as we are here today, everybody will continue to come and join us. Because this fight, we cannot do it alone. We are about 8 of us here today from Dortmund. I pray that Almighty God will touch those who never had it. They touch their mind to come and join us. Thank you very much and God bless you people.
Thank you very much. Are you saying that the rest of the crowd I'm seeing here is not from Dortmund? They all came Essen. Okay. Okay. People came from everywhere to come to be with the people of Dortmund. That is wonderful. That is solidarity. Please go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, dear friends. My name is Joshua Chukwu. I come from Anambra State, Adjali local government. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can you clap for the young man? You think he's old? Don't you see how young he is? He speaks, I'm sure he speaks German as well. Does he speak Igbo at all? He speaks Igbo, German, and also English very fluently. And he remembers where he comes from. If you ask him where he comes from, he will say he's from Ajali. Some of the kids in the UK, if you ask them, they will name their local authority. That's where they come from. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. Good evening, fellow brethren. My name is Abuchi Onoa. I'm from Ubu in Imo State, Biafra land. And when you mentioned where you came from, Director, I was so amazed, I was so shocked. That's where I grew up. I grew up in Afara. I attended secondary school Afara.
Are you serious?
So I know Osogbo from Ugo very well.
My goodness.
I lived there all my life.
That's very
Thank
good.
You. Thank we you. Love the good work we are doing.
Thank you very
Keep
much.
Keep it up.
Thank you very, very much. That's amazing. At least I met somebody called me from Olokoro as well. So our people are now, I'm now getting people who are closer and closer to me. Thank you very much. The next person, please go ahead.
Good evening, dear friends all over the world. My name is Chibuzo Adintebulefu from Ezekwu Abayinaba local government. And I welcome our director, Mr. Nnamdi Kan. We come here once again in Düsseldorf. Dortmund. Yesterday he was in Düsseldorf. And thank God that he came in with blessing. And you go with blessing. because you came in when we were all jubilating. You came in where the ball was going on. As we were here, everybody started jubilating.
Oh, sorry. As we were here, we started jubilating. That means that you came with luck. Supposing he came as we were here, we ended up crying. We would have gone back with cry. But as he came in at the end, we started jubilating. That means you go back with joy and happiness. You will get whatever we are working, we are proceeding, we are doing, is going to end up with joy and happiness.
You see?
Our land was already in our hand because this is our fundamental right of every human being on earth. Nobody on earth can stop us having our homeland. And that is how it is. So we welcome you with joy and happiness. And I pray that God will continue to be with you, be with all Biafrans who are indigenous Biafrans. It's not, of course, we're all Biafrans, but there's those who sacrifice, who knows what they are going through in that part of the world. If our condition is better, if we are happy in that part of the world, we won't be here, you know, talking, and he won't spend his time going all over the world campaigning, and he left all he's got, his family, his studies and everything. I mean, what can a human being give to his fellow human being on earth than sacrificing himself and his family for mankind, for humanity? Whoever does not respect this and keep this in his mind will never have the love of God in him. We all know where he's going about around the world. I mean, he can be sleeping and sleeping and have a good time, like those who refuse to come. But for the love of his people, for the love of mankind, humanity, which all or every human being should have in his heart, if you know you are sensible, every one of us should have the love of humanity in his heart. And that will make you seek for the kingdom of God on earth by helping you, by knowing what another man's feelings of other people, your own human being. So, I thank God that your God is with you as you go, keep going on all over the world. God will continue to bless you, continue to protect you, continue to guide you. We shall, all of us, go to our homeland and glorify God on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. Thank you very, very much. Please, I plead with you. Our listeners are waiting for our news headlines and news summary. What we can do is we can allow this format to continue. You say what you want to say, or you can just say your names. We go present the news and then we open the ground for all to speak for as much as they wish to. I don't know the one you prefer. Yes? Is it to go through the news first and then we'll continue? After you, we'll go through the news and then anybody come, you then give us your name and then you say whatever you want to say. That'll be better. I don't want to stop anybody at all, at all, at all. Please go ahead, my dear brother.
Hello, my fellow people of Biafra. My name is Ifeanyi Ezeanyim. I come from Oga Agua Taluka Government, Biafra land. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. And on that note, we are now going to... There are people here. Many people are here. Many people are here. Okay, let's give it to him, please. I know that some of you came from very far. You have to go to work again tomorrow. I understand all of that. Please, go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Uchenyere Maka from Umuaka, Njaba local government.
Yes.
I grew up in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State. So 3 days ago, I met this fellow brother. That was the first time I had this movement. And I fell in love with it. I guess I spoke to maybe you. I told them that Biafra, on the old eastern region map, is what I would support, because being where I'm from and Uyo, where I grew up, should be part of the Biafra movement. So, in fact, I was excited to hear that we have such thing. I've not heard about it. I live in Solingen. I do meet you most of the time. You never told me.
Yes. Yeah, I never heard about that. But it's okay.
It's fine. So I would like us to go back to history and get some...
So you're telling me that Emma is guilty of something?
He's not guilty of anything. I never... Yeah.
I'll support Emma is not guilty. So, I will say he's guilty because he was with me in Wuppertal when we met people from Zollingen, and he's supposed to go to Zollingen to develop or pick up a coordinator there. Then he has not done the job.
Do I work here in Zollingen? So the point I'm trying to make is that we have to, you know, bring rivers, Cross River and Akwa Ibom. So we'll make it more, you know, so that when you call Akan Ibiam, you should call those Edem and other, so that it should be more, you know, because this is what, in fact, my maternal home order is a family business. We have commanders, armies of Biafra. That is where Ubahorodo, that is where the base of all these things are. It's a family business. Last year I was home, I was in one of their meetings, so I know what is going on. So when I heard about it, I was so, you know, okay, but let me not talk too much. I don't know where I will belong to. Dusseldorf or Dortmund?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's good to see that there are people in Germany very, very enthusiastic, and we are grateful for that. And we continue to invite people to come down to be very, very close, because we are one family, indivisible family all over the world. We know what we are doing. Everybody comes from Unri. Everybody comes from there. So we want to get this very family intact first. Try and get our people working the way they should before we go out to the others. Of course, we know what Philip Effiong did. If we praise Philip Effiong too much, you see how Zafalani people go there tomorrow to begin to poison their minds. We know what we are doing. We want to prepare our ground first of all before we break into those areas with truth and honesty, of course. And this is where we are from. We continue to propagate our message. And for those of you without the telephone number with which to contact us on, the number remains the same for Germany tomorrow morning as well. And then hopefully after that it will change. It will depend on what happens tomorrow morning. Depends on when I am expected in Austria. I'm going to Vienna, is that correct?
Yes.
It's a very beautiful city, I've been told. That the architecture is wonderful. I look forward to it. We'll be in Vienna tomorrow. I know tomorrow evening for certain, but right now here in Dortmund in Germany, the number for you to call if you wish to get hold of us is +49 152 128 72665. I repeat, +49 or 0049. If you're calling from the zoo, it is 0049 152 128 72665. That is our number here in Germany this very evening. We are on Skype, we are on Viber, we are on Tango. Our Skype name is Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing. Search for us, find us, add us to your contact list, and then you call us. We will be able to take your calls. Those of you that have not spoken, our sister is also here, is that correct?
Yes.
But she's too far away. How can I come to Germany? And our sisters are here. They are coming out and praying for us. There are some in Frankfurt. One met us yesterday in Düsseldorf, and one is here today. She's what? I want her sister to speak before we go ahead, please. Odiofele, you know what it means for somebody to be kneeling down and praying for you every blessed day? They are the reason why we are successful. They are praying for us every blessed day. Please, my dear sister, go ahead.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. I'm on my holidays. I'm living in Italy. So when I came here, my brother told me about what you are doing. And I'm very happy. I listened to you yesterday evening. It was very interesting. So I'm praying to God that it will be a success. That, yeah, especially I'm thanking you very much for your sacrificing yourself for this thing. It is not easy. God will continue to sustain you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. It's a good thing that she's here. She heard the good news. And she is a follower of the teachings of Yeshua. And she came. Go ahead, please.
My name is Sister Azukezi from Agolu, Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So that puts people to shame. If our sisters can come out and say proudly who they are and where they come from, why not other people? Why not other people? I ask. You will have time to speak, please. We are here to see you. Anything you want to say, you can say. Any questions you have, you are free to ask. But we must go on to present our headlines and then open our lines that you may interact with your brothers and sisters all over the world. Everywhere people are listening. Across the whole 24 time zones of the world. In every continent, in every major country you can dream of. There is somebody somewhere listening to Radio Biafra coming to the whole world live and direct from this hall in Dortmund via these tiny machines here that nobody else can do. But that Uchemefo can do because Chukwu Abiam is with him. Chukwu Abiam is our God. We go on to present our news headlines. Some of them we are going to read in tandem so you understand what it means, what we are doing, the efforts that they are making to try to stop us from doing what we are doing. The first one was the news we broke this morning that the police, they have now started what they call air surveillance of the southeastern states in preparation of what is to come. This is what I love very much. We are now getting closer and closer to the action. And I can't wait. I love it. I love the way they are preparing because I don't want to fight like a coward. It's only a coward that you are walking on the road and somebody will come and put a knife in your back. You're a coward. If you want to approach a man, you come from the front. So that when you defeat that very person, the defeat is even sweeter. The victory is sweeter and total. That's why we tell you we are coming. So you do the best you can. So that when we overcome all those things, you will know that you rested your hopes on Hausa Fulani people. Our hope is Chukwu Abiam, and we triumphed that you may serve the Lord your God forever and ever. That's why we do things where we do it. They have started air surveillance. Enugu State has no money to pay for free education. They have no money to repair roads. They have no money to reopen Niger Gas, Niger Steel. They have no money to reopen Anamco. But they have found money to buy helicopters and give to Hausa people to be monitoring you from the air because they want to spot where Radio Biafra is. They want to see what we are doing. They want to see where our army is training. They want to identify our mast and destroy it. That's why they are doing what they are doing. And we are breaking also this very evening that corrupt Igbo officials, those same people that know they must go on exile or die, this is a very simple choice. We are telling them to go and consult their history books. We are telling Igbo politicians who are corrupt, working for Hausa Fulani people, those of them appointed by Obiasika, after Goma himself or appointed Obiasika, who was a saboteur. That's where your problem started from. By Gowon appointing Obiasika as the then governor of East Central State, it is now up to Obiasika to appoint other people, including the present governor of Ebo, Martin Elechi. These are Hausa people in your midst. These are traitors. These are the people that made you to lose the war. They are the ones as your governors today and your senators. That is why they will go on exile or they will die. We are telling them in advance now. And the most beautiful thing is that wherever they run to, we are there, we'll find them. They are in one almighty trouble. The best place for them to go to is to go to Sokoto. They're mad people. You mortgage the future and the lives of other people's children, and your own kids are studying abroad. You mortgage the lives of other people's children and your own is receiving the best healthcare money can buy abroad. Other people's children have nowhere to sleep, but you have a house in Ashok or whatever this rubbish is called in Abuja. You have a house in VI. You have a house in God knows where else, in the zoo. You have a house in London. You have a house in New York. You have a house in Europe. Only you. But there are people whose money you are using to acquire all these things that have nowhere to sleep. There is something wrong with that. There is something wrong with it. It's not proper. It's not fair. They are the ones we are fighting for. That those children that go bare feet selling something when the car stops, don't you feel something inside you? Don't you ask yourself, there's this little boy here, if he was back home, he'll be selling oranges, he'll be selling every manner of thing to be able to go to school. When you see somebody, a little baby carrying something, it could be my mind, it could be agede. Think, that is what makes you a human being. Ask yourself, how about if this child is mine? How would I feel? Then you have conscience. Then you are a human being. That is what men lack in Africa. Empathy. To put themselves in another person's position and see what it's like. That is why they call us monkeys and animals. Because we don't have any compassion or feeling towards those who are less privileged. That is why when we went to go and worship God in Jerusalem, we prayed and we said to God, not only will we be without fear before our enemies, we will speak the truth always if it leads to our death. We will help those who cannot help themselves. Unless you understand what it means, you will not appreciate that you are in Germany today as a result of the hospitality of German people. Not because you deserve it, but because Germans are hospitable, they allowed you to stay in their country. They give you papers, they give you job. The same thing the Germans have done for you, can you do it for somebody else? That's what makes you a human being. They saw you as people who are less privileged, who are unfortunate to come to their country asking for asylum. They gave it to you. When you are looking at a child selling pure water, when the sun is directly above his or her head, nearly 48 degrees centigrade, what do you feel inside you? Do you say to yourself, this child deserves education the way my own child is getting in Germany? Do you feel that way? Unless you feel that way, you're not a human being. That is why we are different. That is why Biafra will be different than any other country in Africa. The same level of education a child receives in Aba will be what they get in Nobe, in Uyo. As they said, everybody's child will be educated. If you like, give birth to 50 is your business, you will train. They will go and work. And you know they will pay taxes. You know that? Don't you pay taxes in Germany? Your children will pay tax, now will take it and pay other people. If you like, can have 100 kids. We will train them. They will go to work, but they will pay taxes. So you're not cheating us. So we don't know that already. So why import other people to come in and work for us if you can give us all the laborers we need? That's no problem. If because we are going to have free education, you want to have 1,000 children, please, we can clap for you. You can go on having kids. Your kids will go to school, they will go to work, and they will pay taxes. Simple. That is the type of country we are going to build. They cannot find money to repair crumbling primary schools, but they found money to go and buy helicopters to look for Radio Biafra mass back home. When they come to anybody, our national is here, our national coordinator is here. Any of our people, are you listening now? All the coordinators, Muslim, anybody, any of our people that hears that any of these criminals come to a particular country, if you're going there, you are going there to protest at their coming, or you're going there to throw pure water at them. If you're going there to go and collect a complimentary card, you will no longer be a part of us. I'm not talking them, my boy. We don't want that rubbish. If you're a politician, go and play your politics. Good luck to you. We're not against you. But if you're part of this family, the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans wherever they are, if you are in Germany, you are known as Biafrans in Germany. You cannot be two-faced. Never. It's either you are for Biafra or you are for the devil. By which I mean you are for those playing politics within the zoo. No two ways about it. Corrupt Igbo governors haunt Radio Biafra transmitting mass in Enugu. The same way this early morning we reported that police begin air surveillance of the southeast. They are not surveying where Boko Haram is. They leave what they are supposed to be doing. They are coming down to our land to survey us from the air. We got this information 2 days ago. They landed in Ohozara, in a rice field in Ohozara, looking for Radio Biafra mass. Some of you say unity. There was a so-called pro-Biafra group we took to where we are training our men, because I thought they were human beings. Do you know they went and told the Nigerian government where these people are? That's why they're flying their helicopter all over the place. You told us, oh, cooperate. You are doing this thing alone. Call other people. But let us cooperate one big family. We took them to where our soldiers are on the ground. And they went and told the Nigerian government. Next time you tell us about unity. Who are you uniting with? Everything we are doing is for a purpose. We know what we are doing. We are not mad. Which unity? Do I know you before? Which unity is greater than this? Mandu no Rambo. Have I seen you before? Some of you. But we are here today, united, because we believe in the truth. Eziokwu. Nothing more, nothing less. Truth must prevail. We continue our headline presentation. We'll read it in this later on. Okorocha has betrayed Ndigbo. Somebody is not Radio Biafra. Somebody else is saying it. As if you are now waking up. Anything we tell you is gospel. When I told you Wazirike was corrupt, most of you have not heard of the word Biafra before. Why did I say it? Because I did not want what is happening today to happen. I never wanted people to lose confidence in something that killed 3.5 million people. I told the world that this man is corrupt. There is a level of corruption you will have in freedom fighting. You can come back later on. But there is no redemption. Only now, 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Only it took 5 years of preaching for you to understand that what we're saying is the truth. Okorocha's own did not last long. How many months? Well, he was a thief. New rulers converted to Islam is in Imo State. Is a Musa Demona. Musa, a traditional ruler, a custodian of our way of life. There is one in Ukuta. His name is Samsudin Muhammad, traditional ruler. Tell me why God will not punish you as a people. In fact, he took up a mess. Oh, well, my God, burn everybody off. Somebody, an Alhaji, is a traditional ruler where you come from. Do you see our sister there going to a place like Kanu and being Hajiya sister, somebody, or sister Hajiya? Is that possible? No. Where you come from, the custodian, people looking after your ancient ways of life, are themselves Muslims. We shouldn't be coming out to speak when we are people are, to be honest with you. Now they've woken up. Okorocha has betrayed Ndigbo. Anyway, as Ojukwu will say, good morning. Time you wake up is your morning, isn't it? Bonnet is Rawatoti, isn't it? So I can say good morning to them now. The Niger Delta will boil again, according to Akwa Ibom Confab delegates. According to Akwa Ibom Confab delegates, not Igbo Confab delegates, but Akwa Ibom. They said that the zoo will burn. There is nothing greater than consistency. Ever since I started preaching this very gospel since 2009, I have not changed. I have not. Yes. Till today. Instead, I get more hardened in my belief that my country is the birthplace of mankind, that very land I come from is where Chukwu Abiyama himself comes from. If God were to come tomorrow, or Yeshua were to come day after tomorrow, then we first of all come to Enugu than any other place. Enugu is the holiest place in the whole world. Don't you know that? Because you don't know. You said it's Mbano. You know that. It's understandable. Even if you see where I come from, that answers that the name is derived directly from Biafra. I can also lay claim to that. That we are the original people of Biafra and not anybody else. After all, I'm from Afara. You know that? I'm from Isiam Afara for that matter. I remember playing with my cousins and we used to say, my dear sisters, we used to play as kids. And she would say to me, do you know that I would rather not come from anywhere else. We are very small, playing outside. I will never forget. If there is anything like next life, I want to come from this compound. There is no other place I would love to come from than here. As little children. I remember it till today. I never knew that Afara meant something greater than just the name of a village somewhere in Ibeku. We continue. We must continue. Confab dividing Nigeria and aiding Jonathan's third term, according to Awosa Man. That is what the Confab is supposed to do, and he's doing it very, very well. The zoo is gone. Ope Francis says, no, we don't want to go through this. I hate gossip. Beware of the evil that Okorocha have created. People are going to answer our name. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are the only people registered at the United Nations answering this very name. There's something called 419. People are going to come out to answer this name. If they answer this name, and they are not affiliated to Radio Biafra, you know they are false. People want to copy us. Very soon you will hear people broadcasting somewhere saying they are Radio Biafra. If they are not this Radio Biafra, they are fake. They have now laid out a very grand plan to deceive everybody by bringing a confusion. That is why we are training you every blessed day. That is why we are making sure that you receive the right gospel from this very platform. There is only one indigenous people of Biafra. Rochas Okorocha has created another one. Their name was different before, but now they are attaching indigenous people of Biafra to it because of what you did. And I told you that everything will happen after the 30th of May. You have gone out, did not go to work on that very faithful Friday, the 30th of May, to go out to raise the name and the banner of Biafra under the auspices of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. Now a bunch of retards and criminals and rodents are trying to pick on that very name. Let me tell you, when I warn people, they must listen. If you allow criminals working for Rochas Okorocha to steal your name and destroy it, if you go somewhere and apply for a permission to go and march and say you are from the indigenous people of Biafra, they will treat you like a Nigerian. They will say you're a rogue. Because these people want to go and commit fraud with our name. We are letting humanity know. Anybody doing anything under indigenous people of Biafra, not sanctioned by the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra, not sanctioned by the Directorate of State, those group of people are fraudsters. We are warning you now. When it happens, don't allow anybody to deceive you. They are vultures. They are working for Nigeria. They think they're clever. How's that putting they're clever? Oh, the way to neutralize them is, why don't we go and form Biafran groups up to 50 and let everybody be answering Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra to confuse everybody? But we know who we are. We cannot be misled. We cannot be confused with other people that serve the interest of the Zoological Republic. The official hunt for Radio Biafra has begun as police are now in the air. They have started air surveillance. They are destroying every mass in it. You know that? Out of security. You know King Herod, when he was looking, when the three wise men came, and one of the people ran to him. Our sister maybe knows the story more than I do. Ran to King Herod. I don't know if it's Herod the first or second or third or Herod Agrippa. I don't know which is which. They said that a Lord is born. He said, born? How old? They said, they're just born yesterday. These three men came from the east. Maybe they're from Russia. Very good people. He said, kill every, is it every child under 1 week? Is it 3 months old? Or is it 2 years? 2 years. Our sister is here. Can somebody ask her, please? When Herod, how many weeks? 3 years and. Do you know how many mass they are going to destroy? 300. The same three. Exactly what King Herod did. Do you see how afraid we make them? You see how they are vibrating? That's what we want now. They are the ones that made us to come through the Sahara Desert for how many months? All we are doing now is to give them only sleepless nights before they die. We are telling them, Hoha, make all the preparations you can make. Surround yourself with Hausa men. You run away from there, we'll find you. We are in over 88 countries. You people are dead men walking. We want them to prepare. I want them to make every preparation to guard themselves. Nice for corrupt Igbo politicians and their mushroom fake Biafra organizations. They go and they set up Biafra groups. They will come to you and say, why don't we unite? Let's come together as one. These are Ifa Jonas of the modern day. You join them and you die off. Ask them where they have been all these years. We have something they don't have. It's Yopu. If you know what I have done, you tell me. The number is here. I don't want tittle tattle or gossip. Come on air and tell me how I have failed my country. Because I haven't. And I'm sure I will never fail. I will die before failing my country. It's impossible. Mathematically impossible. They say nothing is impossible, but I'm telling you that something that is impossible is to get the editorial board of Radio Biafra to compromise or to abandon it. It can never happen. Never, ever, ever. Do you know when I see beautiful houses, do you know what goes into my head? Do you know what I think to myself? How I wish this type of building is at Okunono. How I wish this type of building is in Ohozara. That's what comes into my head. I don't want to live there. I don't want to buy a house there. When I travel all over the world and I see beautiful architectural masterpieces, I say, oh my God, I wish this thing is nowhere. I don't want it to be somewhere else. Because what is your own is your own. What is our own is our own. You come here, you buy a house, you die off and they go. Your children will come and maybe sell it and that's it. And your village is rotting away. And when you die and you go to hell, which you will go to, Satan will ask you what you did. You said, I bought a house in Geneva. Oh, I was living at Lake Geneva. Is that your father's place? No. Don't you have a lake, Lake Kuguta, where you come from? Huh? Yes. So if you build those houses at Lake Kuguta, it will fall down? No. The Baniga Chichiche push you and think properly. We are not like anybody else. Nobody is like the person hasn't been given birth to. Before we came, there was none like us. None whatsoever. Now we are here, there can never be any. They can copy our style, our genre, our delivery, everything they can copy. But there can never be us. And when we are gone, there can never be any people to replace us. Impossible. Because Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. Not man. And again, man, you get genuine, but you will see it by yourself. You will see it. That there is God. That's what we're trying to do here. To prove to you that you are the children of God. That is all. And then after that, you worship Him forever. These groups of Hausa Fulani compromised Igbo leaders are busy trying to destroy the Biafra agitation by first announcing a helicopter surveillance of the entire Southeast. And now they are planning on dismantling over 300 masts in Enugu in the bid to stop what we are doing. It's everywhere. If you go to radiobiafra.co, you will see it there. The list is there. Do you think they can stop us? Huh? The children of darkness to stop the children of light. Have you seen darkness defeat light before? Do we have a Biafran flag here? It's coming. Do you know we have the symbol of the rising sun on that very flag? Where is that rising sun positioned? Where there is darkness, we bring light. And they say darkness couldn't comprehend light. On a wee cigar, they can't take it. They don't understand where we are coming from. And they will never comprehend it. Because we are of God and they are of Satan. That is where we are indomitable. Unstoppable in our pursuit. Fanatical in our belief that Biafra is the kingdom of God on this earth. And no other place. When you go back home, when you pray, you say to Chukwu Abiama, I am grateful you made me a Biafran. Because therein lies the path to the glory of God. We continue to present our news. Very, very important. The Enugu state government said it will shut down 300 illegally developed cell site masts belonging to the major telecommunications network providers because of security concerns. They are afraid of you. They are afraid of these equipments. Isn't it amazing? Go, and when we open our lines, you will hear people saying they are listening to us via satellite. From these things you are seeing here, we are formidable. Exceptionally formidable. We are about to show you what you've not seen before. We'll fight this battle for Biafra in a way that you will marvel. The companies are accused of owing the state $700 million. Only now they know they're owing them money. People are crazy. I feel sorry for them. They said they should apply formally and pay the necessary fees. Do you know what they're trying to do? They want to identify people that own the mass to see if any Biafra sympathizers are within them. That's what they're trying to do. And they have failed. Nze Elvis Agukwe is the former commissioner for information and strategy in Imo State. Is a firm supporter of President Goodluck Jonathan, a former national director in PDP. He has been deeply involved in the campaign to re-elect Jonathan. He gave an interview. That interview says that Rochas Okorocha has betrayed Igbo people, as if we didn't know that already. He built a mosque. Somebody saw it. Onuzulike saw it. He's our coordinator in Stuttgart. Saw Hausa Fulani Boko Haram mosque inside the house that Mbakwe once sat in. So what do you think Mbakwe will be thinking where he is? He will say that we are all mad people. He said one day I'm mad. There is a mosque in the government house in Owerri. Following the irreconcilable differences between the northern and southern delegates over revenue allocation at the ongoing national conference, Akwa Ibom state delegates have threatened that the Niger Delta region will boil again. Akwa Ibom, where you have Godswill Akpabio, the only governor who is a Biafran. When he leaves office, we will count him in also as one of the leaders that never failed his people. Right now, he's doing a very wonderful job. Very, very wonderful. And after this very news, we open our lines. We are reporting today that the air wing of the Nigeria Police Force, NAF, will soon commence surveillance of the 5 southeast states. As a result of this, the police authorities have approved the construction of a helipad for helicopters at the MNA Industrial Layout Extension near Enugu, which is a distance of about 3 kilometers from the Akanu Ibiam International Airport for exercise. Work on the airstrip for the helipad is being undertaken by the Enugu State Government. Enugu State Government is now surveying the whole of Igbo land. They want to protect themselves. They are dead men walking. That is the news for this evening. The other ones we shall touch upon as soon as your calls coming. We shall go here to those who have not spoken before. So please, you will come and give us your name. If you want to comment upon anything we are covering, you're free to do so. If you want to say anything personal to you, you're welcome to do so as well. Because this is Radio Biafra. It is your radio station, the one you fund and support. This is the only thing that you pay for that will come close to you. Not even in Germany. This is what you pay for that can come very close to you. This is Radio Biafra. Who has something to say, please give them the microphone to say it. You start with your name and where you come from, please, if you may. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. If you want to join us, the number is +491521287265. I repeat, +491521287265. Our Skype line is also open, simply Radio Biafra. We are also on Viber. We are also on Tango. And our lines are open. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans all over the world. I welcome you to the program. This is the second day. Yesterday we are in Dusseldorf, and today we are in Dortmund. That shows that we are from the devil. We are moving forward. We are like moving train, ICE, going forward. We don't wait for anybody. I urge everybody, wherever you are, try to build this family. It's a family of joy. It's a family of moving forward. Once again, my name is Cosmos Chiriken Nam. I came from capital of Biafra, Enugu, Ubi, in Abo. Thank you, Director. We welcome you to Dortmund. We thought Chikwamama, we protect you. As you are going, it will be with you. You are going to come and coming back, it will be with you. I pray in the word of Psalm 1 verse 3 that you shall be like a tree planted beside sea water, that nothing will touch you until this blessing will come. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. Let us go and see if we can take this call first of all. We have somebody on the line on the phone. Your name and where you are calling from. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, can you turn your system down, please? Turn it down if you may. It is interfering with our transmission here. Turn your system down and speak to us via the phone if you may, please.
I've turned it down, sir.
Please go ahead.
Sir, my name is Chinemere Ogbonna.
Thank you.
And I'm from Arundi's world, Idapenlat.
Yes.
So I'm living in Berlin, in Germany here.
In Berlin?
Yeah, I'm living in Berlin.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Sir, I thank you so much, sir. Anytime I hear your voice, sir, I feel like weeping. It's like I'm having God's pimple. It's like God is pouring his spirit on me. Sir, I can't, even as I'm talking to you now, I feel like crying.
Please don't.
Because what you have been doing for us, I swear to God, sir. Anytime I hear your voice, it's like I'm crying. So, what I want to tell you is that, well done, sir. You are a real godsend.
Thank you. Thank
I live
you.
In Berlin here.
Do we have
we are having problems in Berlin here.
Do we have a presence in Berlin? Yes. Do we have people in Berlin? Okay, please go ahead. They say we have people in Berlin. I don't know if that is the case.
Yeah, but I never see the people. I live in Neukölln in Berlin.
Our national coordinator is here. Nzurimeke says there are people in Berlin, and I believe him that we have people there.
Okay, I don't know him.
Okay, yes. We have your number here. We have your number here.
That is my house phone number. That is my house phone number.
That is your house phone number.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody, our national coordinator will give you this special privilege. He will call you to direct you to where the nearest family meeting is. Go and tell people that we are in Berlin.
Yeah, I'll be very glad, sir. Please.
I'll do so.
And there's one thing I want to ask, if it can be possible for me to get.
Go ahead.
I want to get the African flag. I don't know how to get it.
They will also send one to you. Where is the manual?
Because I want to put it in my front of my house. So that people, the Berlin boys here, they are ignorant of everything.
Okay.
I personally go out to preach for them. Tell them about Biafra. But they will tell me I should go and sit down. But I never give up. I keep telling them, this thing is real. This man is real. This man is telling us truth. We are suffering here. We feel that we are feeling better here, but we are not. So please, if I can get that flag, I'll be very, very happy.
You will get it.
I'll be a madman to get that flag. Please, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
I thank you, sir, for coming to Germany.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sir, God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much. I'll use this opportunity to also announce that the only place in the whole of Europe where the souvenirs will use to be produced or made will be in Dusseldorf. Germany will be in charge of the production. When people call and say, oh, we need a flag, we need a t-shirt, we need a handkerchief, we need a mug, we need this, or any branded product from Biafra, it will be the responsibility of our people here in Germany to do so, especially Dusseldorf, to handle it. Because you have demonstrated by what you have done that you have what it takes to represent your country and do so diligently. We believe in trust. We believe in trusting people. That's what we believe in. Very, very important. Do we have somebody else on? Yes, please go ahead.
Hello, Biafran. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jude Nolle from Adazin Nook in Anyocha local government area for Anambra, Biafra land. Welcome you, Chairman, Director.
Thank you. We have a caller, I presume, on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, please turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling us from.
This is Okwe Christian. I'm calling from Imo State.
You're calling. I can't. Please raise your voice. What is your name?
I said this is Okwe Christian. I'm calling from Imo State.
Which part of Imo State are you in? From Biafra land. Which part of Biafra land of Imo State are you in?
From Obo.
Obo, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm very happy and I've been listening to you. Am I speaking to Director Nogensett?
Yes, you are. And how do you listen to Radio Biafra in Obo? How do you listen to Radio Biafra?
Actually, my dad is a very strong supporter of Biafra and this show right from over 10 to 15 years now. And I'm very, very happy to get a satellite. And that's how the family has been listening to it for some time now. And I've been following him a day most of the time. He doesn't even give me counsel. What other questions? All I've been doing is the Biafra, and all of us in the family have been following it. Although he happens to be the coordinator of the next week.
That is wonderful. This family is in Obo. And they are listening to Radio Biafra via satellite. And long may it continue. Yeah. All of you here, when you go back today, make sure you have satellite installed in your homes back home. If your parents are here or they no longer is with, if they're no longer with us, Go and give one to your village. The young man is saying all he does is Biafra every blessed day. Because what we are doing is catching fire all over the place. People are buying into it. And they have to. Because it's the message of truth and honesty. Please, do we have somebody else on the line? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, we can hear you. Do you have anything else to say or have you finished?
Yeah. No, I'm not yet done. There's another thing I would like to contribute, Mr. Director.
Go ahead.
I do equally listen and follow you on Facebook. And I also want you to help my youth, Mr. Chibuzo, who is my brother. And if there is a way this good news could get close to our people in Abra and our youth, it would be very, very good. It would help a lot of us. Because most of us here don't even know about the news. Because I'm kind of a little bit happy to get my brother who is interested in it. So if there is a way we here around the youth could get close to this, it would be a very good thing.
We are coming to you. We are not going to tell you how, but very, very soon you will be in your car and you'll be listening to Radio Biafra. Very, very soon.
That would be great.
Yes, we are coming for our youth. Don't worry about that. If Ohaneze calls you to a meeting at Enugu, don't go. If a politician calls you, do not go. That is Nkiruka. Nkiruka is very, very important. Please do not go to them. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Do we have anybody? I can understand that Skype is ringing, but believe you me, I can't see it anywhere around here. Do we have somebody on the line? Please go ahead. There is a Skype ringing from somewhere, and I can't even see it. I don't know if it's a mystery or what. I can hear it in my ears, and that is amazing. I can't hear. There is nothing showing. I can see the screen. No, it's from here. Because too many people are trying to call at the same time. That's how strong we are. No, it's from here. It's from here. Please go ahead.
Biafra Queen. Biafra Queen. Biafra Queen Zone. I'm very, very grateful, Director. You are welcoming in Germany.
Thank you very much.
In Dortmund. My name is Enne Mark. Ihocha Meruji Ewenkochata. So, from Enugu State, Obioma Town, in Udi Local Government, in Biafra Land. Director, you have said it all. Ndi Ibozina Ebina, Jeobubo Azawekala Atoro. You are a wonderful man. The first day I listened to your voice, I told one of my friends that Messiah for Iboland has been born. For me, even if I didn't come here today, for what I've been hearing from this Radio Biafra, in fact, you bring joy and bring life for many people. There are some people that has no more hope. But now, many people now are getting that one day we will go back home. Because our condition here, more especially in Germany here, I have seen a lot. I've seen many. But Director, keep on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But should I ask a question now? Or?
And, yeah, you can ask yourself, of course. The floor is open. You can ask questions. Yeah.
Why, Director? This, I may call it a question or it may be a suggestion. Why, if I ask this question, if it is not good to answer on air, you can keep it then, maybe executive will treat it later. Director, you know, you are like an antenna or satellite for us. You are just like the eyes which we Biafrans used to see. And Director, somehow, yeah, I know that God is with us. I know nothing will happen to you. But please, I suggest that, how do we secure you? Yeah, because you are one. Actually, Uchemefo is there, but Director, how do we secure you so that we still have a lot to do? We still have a long journey to go. You see, last time we were in Zurich in Switzerland, I overheard you said that you nearly have ulcer because you didn't eat. You didn't, just see, only 3 hours you slept. I mean, for me as a human being, it's too much. You see, so that's my question. I want it to be concrete arranged because if a medicator, if a maybe, I must tell you the truth. So, please, that's my suggestion. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you, my dear brother. And your question is in order. And our people are doing the best they can wherever I go to. They take every amount of precaution. You can see when I came here what happened. And but there is something again. Obroma Jehovah Echego Obodo. So we say we serve Chukwu Abiyama, is that correct?
Yes.
The creator of the heavens and the earth. There is nothing Chukwu Abiyama cannot do. Do you believe in that?
Yes.
Since Chukwu Abiyama has called us to come, he will also find it in his mercy to grant us protection, that we may finish this work that he said we should do. So that in the end, every praise and honor will go to his holy name. We continue our work. Before you continue, my dear brother, we have a caller on the phone. Is that correct? Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yes. Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please, the caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from. We are Radio Biafra. We're in Dortmund.
Good evening, Director. My name is I'm calling from the Netherlands.
From the Netherlands?
I'm from England, but not.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, first, I'll thank you for the good work you are doing. And I want to use this opportunity to say good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to Biafra around the world. Director, I was also with you last few days ago in Antwerp. But I was not opportune to ask you some of the questions I wanted to ask.
That's okay. You can ask it.
My question, yes. I hope you are hearing me.
The whole world is hearing you, not just me. Everywhere okay. In the world are listening to your voice right now. Go ahead.
Yes. I have some questions to ask. One of the questions is about the cenotaph. You said that when you get back to the Biafra land, you are going to continue to rebuild the cenotaph. And now my question is, yes, why rebuilding the cenotaph when you know the Nigerian government will still come back to destroy it? To me, it wouldn't it be better for us to get the land before we look for the chair to put on the land? That is my first question. Now, the second one is about the second phase of the struggle. Now, the second phase, you said now, this second phase is first to, let's say, to clear all the enemies of Biafra, in Biafra land, and or drive them away. Now, I want to ask you, how can we start to drag, for instance, some of the people that the enemy to the Biafra, like Waziriko and school. Now, how can we start to kill our own brothers? Our own, even if they did something bad, how can we apply jungle justice to something? Why not first go to get the land, get secure the Biafra before we think of what to do to these people?
Yes, your.
That's exactly.
Thank you, my dear brother. Your questions are very nice and reasonable. I like them. And I will answer them one after the other. The reason why we will rebuild our cenotaph is because that is the test of your resilience, number one. How prepared and tough are you? If they knock it down 50 times, we'll rebuild it 50 times. That is the test of character and resilience. We are preparing you for what is to come. To understand that you can lose a skirmish, you can lose a battle, but you will win the war. Very, very important. We want to teach you what it means to be persevere when something is happening to you. You continue doing what is right until you prevail. My dear brother, that is why we rebuild it. That's number one. We are not just rebuilding it as something cosmetic. The building of our cenotaph has a very deep symbol. We consulted extensively. We asked the high command of the Biafran army between 67 and 70. We asked our veterans, is what we are doing right? They said yes. The reason why we put it where we put it is to serve, to remind our people that is not the permanent home. Once Biafra comes, we go and move it to a more permanent place, a more befitting place, where people all over the world will come to pay homage. That is what we're doing. On your second question, the second phase, he's saying, how can we kill our own brothers? But those brothers are the ones killing us now. Am I lying? The brothers are the ones killing us now. Who brought in Boko Haram? Who asked for our people to be shot and killed at the Ezu River? You're not saying anything.
But I understand. But the issue here is not who. Okay, for instance, this Ezu River, it cannot tell me categorically all that it was the governor that gave order. Maybe it's also some criminal element. Anything can happen.
Yes, I also.
We don't have that evidence to prove that it's the former governor of Anambra State that did it. So that is why I'm saying, don't apply jungle justice. Let's fight the French war. Let's fight the Nigerian state. Let's forget about these people. We, after that, we can then handle those enemies within.
I also understand what you're saying, but I will also answer you. You said it is not P2B that killed them or ordered for them to be shot. If that is the case, let's say I agree with you. If you are the governor of Anambra State and your brothers are killed and dumped in a river, over 84 of them, and you know how they died and what killed them, and you're sitting on the result of the autopsy, will you release it or not if you're innocent? Hello?
Well, it depends on the information in the autopsy. It depends on the information in the autopsy.
So if the information in the autopsy says that you are the killer, what will you do?
I don't know how to answer that.
I know you will not know, my dear brother. You won't know. I only asked two questions. The first one is to prepare you. The second one is to tell you have no point. Just as you job work and now, I don't ask three questions, only two. One is to prepare you, the second one is to disarm you completely. Our brother is right, but they are killing us. Are you telling me today that P2B, with the biggest shopping mall in West Africa in Abuja, you go to him and you say, this is how we intend to get Biafra, that he will not take that and give to Hausa people? Let's be honest. It's about you, my dear brother. And always will be. We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? The caller on... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Where are you?
Director.
You are in a theater. Okay, now I better read and query. Please call us back when you are in a less noisy place. Let's take this last call and then we go to you, my dear brother. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Dear Lord, God,
yes,
have mercy.
I can hear you, Director.
Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Livingstone Chukwudi Ifeka, calling from Moscow.
From Moscow in Russia, please go ahead.
Moscow in Russia. First, Director, the prayer you made, I have not received because I'm the position I'm now has not been better with this soon. That's first. Second, Director, I thank you so much for what you're doing. When I started, when I joined this movement, I used one leg. But now, I've used 2 years with my two hands and all over my body because what I see you're doing going around the world. If you are not faithful, you will not be going around the world to convince people. And there's a question somebody asked you in either in Belgium or in Netherlands. So if you withdraw, if you do like what Ricky that he will kill you, you stand, you say yes, that you are already vowed. And so much like you for the truthful. What I want to say about the guy that called, start asking this question about people that died, why are we? I want people to know this thing. They don't know this thing at all. See, before you become a president or a governor in that zoo country, they already initiated them. They are what they call, I continue repeating this again, what they call spirits of Satan. They are already initiated the devil to be doing the will of devil. They can never change. And why can't they have the affectation? Why are you different? Because you believe in truth. Why Father Mbaka is different? Because Father Mbaka believes in truth. You and Father Mbaka are like the same. That's why people say Father Mbaka is Allah God. It's not Allah God, he's telling the truth. Father Mbaka has not gone to Afterworld to pray for them, to condemn them. But other forces are rushing. Father Mbaka has troubled all the whole governments of any good state because they're not being there. It's as cooking. You are like Father Mbaka. Anybody that stands on truth never associate with devil. There's no two ways about that. These people have already initiated. They cannot do anything against the will of God. Because devil is very wicked. If you do anything against the will of God, he will kill you immediately. So I want my brother that call. That OB is calling all these people before they are entered governor. They have already initiated them. He cannot change them. Only the thing you can change them is through our director or people that say the truth always. Because anybody that says the truth can never associate with devil. One. Two, I want people to know. I want people to use priests and begging people all over the world, both the German people that are listening to me now, all the European France. I want them to use Biafra as a church. Priests, right? Biafra is a church. The more we go to church in that group, the country, the more God hates us. In that group country, if you go to church, God hates you. Let me go to Bible and prove to you. Because you people don't even know the meaning. Our better to know the meaning of church. Church needs for you to fight for your own country and for your own country to be good. Like Germany, like Russia. Okay, since I came to Russia, I have not got that. That is free. This is part of worshiping God. People don't know it. People thought that when you go to church, you are worshiping God. When you go to church, you are not worshiping God. What is me worshiping God is fight for your country and for country to be like other countries. If you have been in this country, Moscow, they have not taken life. This is part of worshiping God. There is God. God, do you know that if you are sick now, as I'm here now, I can call my friend. Something is for hospital. They will call you immediately. Ask you, are you sick? They say yes. They will take you for hospital. Free of charge. They will treat you. There is one with that boy that is in hospital up to today. For 1 year, they are treating him free of charge. This is part of worshiping God. Some people talk every Sunday, go to church. It's what's going on. If there's time, can you give me time for me to read this Isaiah? If there's time.
Of course, yes, of course you can. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, go ahead, please. Read it.
Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead and read.
Yes. Isaiah 1. Okay, God bless you. Isaiah 1. Isaiah 1, verse 10. Jerusalem, your rulers and your people are like those of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah is like Nigeria. Listen to what the Lord is saying to you. Pay attention to what our God is teaching you. He says, do you think I want all the sacrifice you keep offering to me? I have heard that enough of the sheep you born are sacrificed and the fat of five animals. I am tired of the blood of bulls and sheep and goats. Who asked you to bring me all these things when you come to worship me? Who asked you to do all these things in my temple, it's easier to bring the offering. Listen, I want more to listen now. I am disgusted with the smell of the incense you burn. I cannot stand your new moon festival, your Sabbath, and your religious gathering.
and your worst religious gathering. They are all corrupted by your sin. Listen again. I hate your new movement festival and your holy day. Oh my God. I hate your new festival and your holy day. No church is going to be so you hate it. Don't be surprised. Don't come down now. You treat someone like me, our director, and for a backup because you ain't saying the truth. Our director is treat something that wants to treat a child that is coming to nothing or orange. If you have conscience, he says, hey, this is my child. This is part of worshiping God, my brother. Going to church every day is not part of worshiping God. That is what Jesus Christ said. When I will come, the question will be, when you came to the hospital, you help me. Did you look like this? When you go to church, there's nothing like church. Let him have, our brother is our church, my brother. Forget about this church we are going every Sunday. Let us be brother at church until we get our brother. Because now we are in Russia, in Germany, in London, in Netherlands, enjoying people's economy. Enjoying people's economy. You see, this is not a worshiping God. They are worshiping God or not. They don't go to church every Sunday. That's the meaning of that is the meaning of worshiping God. Worshiping God is to keep their life steady. Worshiping God is their drive. Worshiping God is their water. Worshiping God is their gas. Worshiping God is that they treat you in hospital free of charge. Education free of charge. That is worshiping God for Christ's sake. Let us all be ourselves. Director, I will stop here. Thank you very much for what you're doing. We are waiting for you. Thank you very much. May God bless you, bless all the Ethiopians in the world.
He said, of course I'll be in Russia. I will be in the Caribbean. I will be everywhere there are Biafrans all over the world, eager and yearning to receive this very gospel. Anybody that doesn't respond to the gospel that we preach is a child of darkness and a child of Satan. Because we speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. That is why we are different. We are not like the others and can never be. Trying to compare us to anybody is an insult to us. Please, my dear brother, go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Thank you so much for being here tonight. And may I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all fellow Biafrans all over the world who are listening to us. Thank you for this evening. First of all, let me thank our God, Chukwu Abiama, who made it possible, who gave us somebody in the person of Nnamdi Kanu, who is preaching this gospel to the whole world. God is behind this family. Biafra. God is behind everything we are doing. And I'm calling upon all Biafrans who are sleeping to wake up. Let them all wake up wherever they are. This is not a physical fight. This is a spiritual fight. And Chukwu Abiama is behind this fight. Amen. I know there are people out there, the enemies of Biafra, who are trying to stop what we are doing. But I want them to know that Chukwu Abiama has rolled a stone. And this stone is rolling. Whoever that will stand on our way will be rolled down by that stone. Amen. I didn't put it up. Amen. Chukwu Abiama did it. Whoever they are, I want them to know that they are all mortal men before Chukwu Abiama. And that stone that is rolling will roll upon all of them. And they all get out of the way. Amen. We thank God for everything he's doing. And I call our people, I call our Biafrans to get out in mass. Support this program. Support this movement. Support this family. Biafra is a must. And we're going to have Biafra. My name is Vincent Ejikeme from Ojoto in Idemili, local government area of Anambra State in Biafra land. I am the coordinator in Frankfurt. Thank you all.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to the line and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This
is Nnamdi.
It's Nnamdi Kanu. This is Radio Biafra. Okay, we are in Dortmund. I'm very well, and so is the Biafran family here. Your name, please.
Okay. Nnamdi, this is Chukwukelu Obuana calling you from London.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, my contribution first, I must surely congratulate you. I must surely say very big thanks to you for all your efforts to bring the Biafrans back, to bring the unity, to bring the peace, to bring the love, to bring a place like nothing like home. I really thank you. I spoke to Barista this afternoon. So, and another one is it, now that I must surely say it, I'm really annoyed. I'm really pissed off. The hour has come. The time is at hand for we to react. We cannot continue like this. I heard the voice of the idiot. I'm sorry to use this word. The idiot that called you from from Germany that was saying all sorts of rubbish. I'm sure wherever he is, he will be listening. He will be hearing the voice of Uzoka speaking. What I'm trying to say a grip, a warning to him. He has family in that very Biafra land, and those people are suffering. He's there in Germany, mocking, taking the bribe upon bribe, surrendering by those fools called the politicians. And I really comment, I really say very big thanks for your job well done, for your work. I'm really waiting for you to come back to London. We had a meeting day before yesterday, which was sat there as a no head near Peckham. The coordinators there are trying. They are doing all their possible best to make sure that we Londoners keep on marching and moving ahead. And I'm sure that the whole world is listening. I'm telling whom and everyone, wherever you are, listening to this very gospel, must surely believe, must surely know that God is at our side in all angle, and the protection of Almighty God must surely remain with us in Jesus' mighty name. Nanda, are you listening to me?
Loud and very clear. People are listening all over the world. Please go on.
And I'm really, really want to say this with annoyance, with a very big hungry. I'm saying the hour has come. It's no more something we do by peace or begging them. We don't care whatever the Enugu state government wants to do. If they like, let it fly by sea, fly by anywhere. We don't care. But the wrath of God must surely be upon them. What I'm trying to say is this, come rain, come sun. When it comes to that very fight, we are there. We are behind you. We go any length to make sure we succeed and get that very Biafra. Biafra win.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. And people are angry for a reason. Are we angry with Mbakwe?
No.
Are we angry with Dr. Michael Opara?
No.
Are we angry with Ojukwu?
No.
Are we angry with Akanu Ibiam?
No.
Are we angry with Mazen Bono Jike? So those we are angry with, they must have done something now. Our sister is here, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. Welcome, Director. Good evening, everybody. The hall is so full, just like yesterday. My name is Nenaya Anya. I come from Achari Hechiowa in Aruchukwu local government. In Biafra land. I want to use this opportunity to welcome everybody, all Biafrans around the world, friends of Biafrans, freedom, people that love freedom, including our enemies. You are all welcome to listen to us. And including those who think they can work hard to stop us. But I have a message for you. The more you try to stop us, the more we are moving forward. The more you try to stop us, the more we are more radicals. So nothing can stop us. So you bring it on. We are here. We are ready for you. Everybody seems to be annoyed by the way I see it. But I know that if you are annoyed, you have to do something about it, isn't it? Good. Now, we want Biafra. We thank our director for the creating the awareness. Many of us are now proud to say that we are Biafrans. But now we have to do something about it. And what do? We have to finance the struggle. Yeah. It's not just calling every day, thanking the director, calling every day, oh, we are front of you, we are behind you, I'm by the buru-buru. Uh-huh. But then what happens? We have to support this struggle. The hall is full today, but whenever they say bring money, they won't come back again because money is mentioned. A lot of people are still owing us money for the transmitter. I've not forgotten about that. Germany, that was last year, August last year, we were told to pay 1,000 euro. How many people contributed? Very few. Only 10 people contributed. And if director permits me, I will read the names. Because the others, you are owing us money. And we must get that money. Because now we are in the second stage. And this second stage, we need money. We need money. So don't think that we have forgotten that 100 euro we all paid. But no, we need the money to buy weapons and other things. Director, please, if you permit me, I want to read the names.
Please, I beg you. Please, I beg you not to read the names.
Good. Now, the thing is that if you know...
Is that amnesty? There's amnesty.
Okay, amnesty. But director, there's no amnesty in paying us the money, is it?
They will pay.
Okay,
they will
pay. So please, if you know that you have not paid the money for the transmitter, I know we bought the transmitter, but we need the money for the second stage. So we can put it in the, use it for the second stage. We need the money. And then the 350 euro. If you know... What? That's what I said. I said 350 euro. So if you didn't pay the 100, it means you are owing us 450 euro.
That's right, that's right.
Please, don't forget, we need that money. No excuse. No excuse. We all need Biafra. Something needs to happen. It's not just saying, I love Biafra, I love Biafra. We are wearing the T-shirt. You have to do something to show that you love Biafra. Please, do something. We need this money. No more excuses. No, think about it. We are all here in foreign country, working, giving our youth to them. You are working, developing their country. What happens when the bones are no longer strong? What happens when you want to go home? Do you think that the soil will accept you? Mbano, alage ewegi. Maki imegi here. Igoti alahu nogi inweya. You didn't do anything to say, to identify yourself with the land. So you think after working here, giving them your youth, and then you want to go home when the bones are no longer strong, what do you do? Now you go home and you think the soil will accept you? Now, we need to ask ourselves a question. If I do not do anything to restore Biafra, if I do not contribute, if I do not come out, if I do not volunteer myself in any way, if I go back, will the land accept me? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Because if you don't remember somebody, don't expect the person to remember you one day. Please, will the land accept me or reject me? Ala ebemsi. Oge werem koga jumaju. Because that's why we're all running away. That's why we are all afraid. We go home 2 weeks. Some of them will stay in Lagos. And this applies not only for those of us in diaspora. All those that are in Lagos, in Abuja, and everywhere, it applies to all of us. You give them your youth. You develop the country. You are running there and there looking for papers. And then at the end of the day, you are going home to whom? To the land you rejected? To the land now we want to restore Biafra and you don't want to help? And you think the land will accept you? But no, it doesn't go that way. You have to give something to get something. Please, everybody should sit up. enough of, I mean, we talk, yeah, it's good, but action. Where put ego? That's what we need. Every day, people will come here, they will analyze for us. Oh, director, do you know what? If you want the PRO to do well, this is the strategy we use. If you want the coordinator to do well, this is the strategy to use. Enough of the strategy. Now we want to analyze our account. We want to analyze indigenous people of Biafra in Germany accounts. That's what we want to analyze now. Not analyzing for us what to do. Our account needs to go upwards. We need the money. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everybody, your friends, your German friends, preach to them. We need money, no matter how small. We need this money, or else we all will be here saying we want Biafra, and 2015, it will be the same. But God forbid, but we need this money. But please, remember, if I don't do anything now, will the land accept me or will the land reject me? Aloge werem koga jumaju. And only alajuro. That is the thing. I rest my case.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Well spoken, well spoken, well spoken. I told you that when our women come out to join what we are doing, the game changes. It's a game changer, our dear sister. Nenaya, I'm once again humbled that you managed to come out to see us. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. We continue to worship Chukwa Biama in truth and honesty. Do we have anybody that wants to speak, please? Because we have come here. I don't want to go and they will say I wanted to speak. I couldn't speak. Now is your time. Please, my dear brother, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Onota Onyebuchi.
Onyebuchi, please stay where you are. Don't go away. Remain where you are. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir. Good evening, director. My name is Chinonso. I'm coming from Onitsha.
From Onitsha. Are you listening to Radio Biafra, Chinonso?
Yes, sir. Yes, director.
How are you listening to Radio Biafra? Please tell the world. Are you using your mobile phone, your laptop, your tablet, yes, or satellite?
Yes, I'm listening on satellite, but if I want to go out, I'm listening with my Android phone.
Okay, you're listening on satellite. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so I want to commend you for the work you are doing for us. So, and I also want to encourage our people to let them know that they should believe in themselves, that they should know that they are somebody. So that's all I want to say. And they should know that Nigeria has not worked for many of us. So for most of them that are still depending on Nigeria, honestly, I would say that my name is sorry. So and director, every day I normally pray for you and say that may God continue to protect you. There's no evil that has land that go before you. And I also pray for that is the man made it and also on Monday. And the call radio they are trying to that down in Biafra land. And I say any day director. Yeah, I will come down there, my director.
You're welcome anytime, any day. You are welcome. The thing is that we are the ones coming home ourselves. We are coming home.
Okay.
So if you join us there, that will even be better. So, Chinonso, I thank you very much. I thank you very, very much. Sometimes people wonder and say, why do we call Chukwa Biama all the time? Why do we mix religion or God in the pursuit of our freedom? I said to them, because of names like this. These are the names we are given when we are born. No other people has such a name. No other people. Chineke Mam, that came yesterday, our beloved brother. Chineke Mam, that's somebody's name, where we come from. That God, Chukwu Abiyama knows me. Chukwu Nonso, that Chukwu Abiyama is close to me, God is close to me. Chukwu Kadibia, which is Chikeke's name, that God is mightier than any doctor. Chukwu Diebube, Chukwu Diike, Chukwu Machidiebere, Nwachukwu Ike, Chukwu Chinasokwu, Chinwu Ike, Chikam Nario, which is one of my cousin's name, Chikam Nario, Ekeleme, and Udo Chukwu.
Everywhere you go to, there is God somewhere around us. That is why we do things the way we do it. Please, Onyebuchi, go ahead.
Yeah. So, my name is Onyebuchi Onota. I come from Nemo in Umueze, Njikoka local government area in Anambra State in Biafra land. So I thank you, Director. May God continue to strengthen you as we are moving forward to pursue what belongs to us. I pray in the name of Chukwu Abiyama.
Ndibia from Maman. Director Anume Kelege.
Thank you.
My name is Chinedu Irenus Onweni. When I heard about this Radio Biafra, it's from my friend from Musta earlier this year. Then I told Mr. Christian, and so many people in Dortmund joined the Radio Biafra. I've introduced myself. I've read about RBL, Radio Biafra London, and I saw so many controversies. As one of brother asked, if my question is not allowed, you can said no, that one can answer in Kakus. But I hope Biafrans, when you call the word Biafra, is what we are doing here today. Biafra is a big heart. Whenever who had this name is motivated. But what Biafrans need is to convince them. If you don't convince them, you can move them. So that's why some questions, not every person can come here and ask questions I'm going to ask you. If you have time, I will go ahead. If you don't have time, okay.
I do. Any question at all, we answer. Go
so, before my sister was talking, transmitter was bought and so many people failed to pay. Personally, it wasn't on my ear. But now there is new born Biafrans. Before you start collecting money, I think you have to give account of the one you collected. My first question is, this Biafra of 1999 is the same Biafra of today. From Owasrika.
God forbid, no, of course not.
But I heard there is somebody called Nnamdi that formed Biafra with Owasrika, 1999.
Not me, maybe you're talking about Nnamdi or Hiago, not me, not my own name.
Okay. Please, what is your full name?
Nnamdi Kanu.
Okay. Can I call this name? Check it if it's your name.
Yes.
Please, are you named Carlo?
No, not Carlo.
Carlo.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Formerly known as... Named Kenny Oku Kano.
Formerly known as?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean formerly known as?
Okay, is your name Named Kenny Oku Kano?
My name, I will repeat, in case you don't understand what I'm saying before. My name is Nnamdi Ngozi Chukwu, one Nekenyi, one Norma, Obia Marije, Kenneth Oku Kano. That is my name.
It's not Kenny. Kenneth is not Kenny, not Kenny. But what I'm saying is there is...
So control. You don't... Hold on a second, my dear friend. So you don't know the meaning of Kenny?
Before somebody Kenneth answer Kenny.
He doesn't know that the Kenny is short for Kenneth.
Okay. So, but my question is your full name is Nnamdi Kenny Oku Kano?
I have read that my full name is more than that. It's longer. It cannot fit on a passport. It's too long.
Okay. You don't have any contact with Owasrika 1999 in the name of Biafra?
Have you listened to Radio Biafra at all, even yesterday? Did you listen yesterday?
Okay.
Did you listen 2 days ago? Is a question I'm asking you. Did you listen 2 days ago?
No.
Didn't listen?
Yeah.
Before you ask questions on radio, before you go and listen first. I have explained it time and time and time again. People must listen to Radio Biafra before they come here. I've said it before. I said yesterday, was it 2 days ago? I was arrested in 2005 after a meeting with Owasso. Did I not say that a few days ago? Why are you coming here asking me these questions again? Did I not tell you I invited Owasso to London? He was with me on two occasions. You didn't hear it? Why are you asking yourself a question?
Okay. Have you served Igbos during Abacha regime? Have ever they sent you to Nigeria to represent Igbos during Abacha regime?
You want me to give you classified information at Igbo National Movement, where I was the chairman of the strategic committee that went home to carry out a very important assignment when the people you are talking about betrayed me?
Well, what I'm saying is, Biafra, whether people believe it or don't believe it, Biafra must come to existence. And we are too old now for people to brainwash and indoctrinated. We need a leader. We have seen you, you're a leader. But the question is, like all what you said today, what you broadcast today, there is no evidence to prove them. And we cannot stand here to prove them. What we need, because all the history between Owasrike case failed Igbos. And now you started this new born baby, and people is willing to support you. The question now is, you mentioned Okorocha here. Do you have anything as of 2012 with Okorocha and group?
Do I have anything in 2012 with Okorocha and his group?
Yeah.
Okorocha and his group, the answer is no.
Okay.
Okorocha, let me finish, please, if that's going to answer you. Okorocha was elected as the governor of Imo State under ABGA. Is that correct? Did you hear me when I said I was the ABGA chairman for Europe and the UK?
Yes.
And people came. My very good friend and somebody I have served, Chekwa Sokoria. You know that they're in court with victim. Don't you know that?
Yes.
That I've got divided into two.
Yes.
And we are trying to see if they can make peace amongst themselves. They said since Okorocha is now the governor of Imo State with the help and acquiescence of Ojukwu, that they should try and come together and make peace. That this so-called, that this same thing that we are fighting for, these so-called Igbo leaders may be able to come together to go and give us Biafra. Because I believe in reading a book before I critique it. That was what happened. We asked Okorocha to go to Chekwa Sokoria that formed ABGA as a party to go and take his authority from him. That's what we did. Who formed ABGA? Chekwa Sokoria. We asked him to go to Chekwa Sokoria to go and take order from him. But of course, we knew he was a Hausa Fulani man. The same thing you will tell us tomorrow. We try everybody. Not when you come and say, oh, why haven't I said it here? I served Peter, but did I not say it? Do you not hear me say it on radio? I served Peter Obi, the same person that killed people and dumped them in the Zoo River. I served him. I was the ABGA chairman, Europe and the UK. I organized symposium and demonstrations on his behalf so he can win the mandate. But that didn't stop him from killing our people, did it? That is none of them. We have not done everything humanly possible to make them see the light. Not when you bring evil into our land, we allow you to. It's impossible. There was something he touched upon earlier, which I will say. Since he asked me on air, I want to say it on air. I went to him in 1999. We had a deal with Yoruba people, with a particular Yoruba general. Our mission was very simple, to stop the election then. We went home to go and stop the elections. As soon as Ekweme was the running candidate, the project was going very well. I went home and assembled our men in 1999, when most of you have not dreamt about Biafra before. Before I was reformed, he must up. I was at home on the ground, doing something that he could never do. They promised us heaven and earth, logistical support, armaments, everything. I went home, left everything, I went home. Because I believe in myself and in my country, Biafra. They said, we'll stop the election. Oduduwa will emerge and Biafra will emerge. We agreed. I ain't an Yoruba. I try everybody in my life. I try everybody. So nobody can give me second-hand information. I went home, assembled my men, and the Yorubas disappeared. The day they disappeared was the day that most of you may not know this. The Hausa party, what's the name of that party again, that fought with PDP? Not MPN. In 1999, no, ANPP. You know, they brought out, before they said it was going to be Obunayono, you remember? And after that, they changed the candidates to Olufalaye. Now we'll teach some people history and politics tonight. They brought out Olufalaye and Obasanjo, two Yoruba men at the same time, and the Yoruba general disappeared. Because if you fall this way, Yoruba president of the zoo, on the left, is either you vote for Olufalaye or you vote for Obasanjo. They disappeared, and that very mission crumbled. And I came back to London and asked them, why have you crumbled? One of the idiots said it's because I did not hand over the command to him when I left, that I gave it to one of my friends, Emma Wamwolo, and not to him. Because of that, they fell asunder. Because of his question, now you know some things I have been doing since 1999, even before Wazirike started MASOP. Thank you very much. Please continue your questions.
Okay. When I ask questions, somebody should not be worried, because through questions, a lot of things comes up, and not every person is capable to ask questions. My other question is, does you ever one time pronounce or broadcast that Igbo ladies are prostitutes?
My friend, that is tittle, tattle, and gossip. Don't believe in rubbish. If you don't have anything to say, you can sit down.
It's okay.
I don't believe in rubbish. You can sit down. If you have substance to ask.
No, substance I have.
My friend, hold on for a second. Yes. If you have any serious question to ask me, you asked me a question now about 1999.
Okay.
And I went into details to answer you.
What about the transmitter you said you bought?
Hold on, no, leave him. Oh. Leave him. Wait, hold on, please. Let him finish what he's saying. No. Please, finish what he's saying. Finish what he's saying.
My friend, question is yes or no. What?
Do you want to ask your question or not?
Listen. If you want Biafran,
I am asking you.
He answered it. He's okay.
Ask your question, please.
So, please, like transmitter issue.
Yes. Where is it?
The question is, like my sister mentioned about it, that we needed money for that.
Yes.
And this transmitter, is it existing now in Biafra land, or is still in Europe?
It's in Biafra land.
Good. Then another question is, what is BVE? That's BVI, Biafra Voice International. Is it existing, or another group of people is having it?
I don't know any other person broadcasting for Biafra apart from Radio Biafra.
Good. So, other questions, I will reach you.
No problem.
Because so many people want to ask questions, and maybe they don't want me to ask.
No, I do. Please. If not for his question now, most of you would not know when I started this very effort. Is that of his question now that I told you that I went home to fight for my country all the way since 1999. In fact, it was in 1998 I went, before 1999. That was how I knew that Orjus Zokalu voted against Ekweme, because one of my cousins was amongst those that went. We were at home planning a revolution that Nigeria cannot survive. Yorubas said they will help me and my men on the ground. I don't say things. I'm coming from Enugu. When I finish my tour, I'll go back to Enugu to go and stay and continue this work from there. Since 1999, I don't say things I can't do. It's a good thing they reminded you that none of them could come. In 1999, I volunteered myself to serve my country, to go to war in 1999. And we are in Akona. I wanted to fight then. They said they would bring us equipment. It never turned up. Yoruba ran away. So when I criticize Yoruba, I know what I'm talking about. Each and every one of them. They will not tell you that when Ojukwu came to London that I paid for the hotel. They will not tell you that I was the APGA chairman, Europe, and the entire UK. They will not tell you that I was the first person and the only person to organize anti-Boko Haram rally in the whole of the UK. And Europe, in fact. Did I tell you that? I just don't say things, I do them. I'm not a theorist. Anything I tell you I will do, I will do it. You want me to come and show you? Didn't read the news today that they're using helicopter to be looking for where I was destined to spoil it? You didn't read the news today. Can you not see it there? Because of security concern. All those people with their internet cafe, you know those things you see from there, they are going to demolish all of them. Where they are looking for Radio Biafra. You want me to go and tell you, oh, this is our transmitter, so you spoil it and be laughing at us. We can't do that rubbish now. Are we daft? Thank you very much. Next person, please. I love questions. I love them. Can you please? People are free to ask questions and I answer them. Okay, please go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Yes, of course. No, we want him to be long. Are you? Take your seats, please, and do you know that the whole world is listening to us? The whole world is listening to us, please. The whole world is listening. We must be civil. We are trying to do something here, please. We have said this before, and we shall say it again. What the brother did here is not wrong. There is nothing wrong with it. In the new Biafra, when you elect your prime minister and they start running Biafra, if you get up to ask the prime minister a question of something you had, if he says, I'm not going to answer you, you will remind them that those that fought for this struggle that brought Biafra here, when you ask them a question, they answer. So why not you? Is that correct? That is why we allow any question, we'll answer it. Allow it. And I'm a Zoshi. Did he say that I stole money? Did he say that I betrayed my country? Did he say I'm a traitor?
No.
Did he say I'm a saboteur?
No.
What are you afraid of then? Please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. And the lion of the nation of Biafra, you are welcomed.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My name is Ben Ezinwokede. I'm from Alo, Idemili local government area of Anambra State, Biafra land. First of all, before I could say anything, I want to tell our people that not what happens to you that matters, but what you do to that thing that happens to you. That is what tells the human being. Biafra is not a game. It's a reality. And it's not everybody will be a Biafran. I'm sorry to say that. Because I was in Akolegu, but I'm a Biafran. Those who are called to be Biafrans will be Biafrans because truth is not hidden. A liar is just only a liar. Can somebody tell what truth is? And he says, show me where is the truth. But if you are real inside you, and if you are a truthful human being inside you, and you see a truth, you will never say no to truth. You will only grab it because you know it's truth. We don't want distractors in our life or in our midst. Like we used to say before that not everybody will follow, but those who are really dear friends will follow us in whatever we are doing. And because when Director Nnamdi speaks, I myself before, I have been a follower of Wazulike in naivety, naive mind. I talked to Nnamdi today that we did all those things we did that day, those period, without knowing what we are doing. Anybody here who knows about Biafra those days, Biafra humanitarian movement, I and Jude is here also. I was the chairman and I registered it. We formed it and it was very powerful then. Why did we form it? We formed it because that time was the time of Obasanjo and all area in Igbo land is burning. And we are here drinking apple zaps and looking at flyovers. Then we said, no, it will not happen. Then we begin to follow Wazulike because that time he was fighting for the cause of Biafra and people are dying. He is the lone voice speaking for the people then. And we say we will support. And we did the right thing then to do that. Not until things went astray. We'd have a very powerful conference here with somebody, people who know that time will give us credence therefore. But something went wrong. That those whom we are preparing to be our leaders without knowing what's going on, that they have gone back to betray us. That was the first time we start to experience it, that something is wrong with the Mazop. And then after the conference, I decide that I will not continue again. Then I have to be with my family because the damage and expenses was too much. But when I saw that Nnamdi Kanu started Biafra movement, nobody told me to come. I heard the truth, then I believe it's truth. It struck my mind, and I rose like a baby, that each time when I don't hear him speak, then I will feel sad and sick. Because this is the true Biafra. If that they used to say that Biafra is a spirit, if it is not in you, you are dead. And therefore, all these arguments and questions will arise because you are not born a Biafra or the spirit of Biafra is not in you. That's simple. We want people who are with Biafran spirits that will attract others. Because you are a magnet when you are Biafra, we have a Biafran spirit. And when you cross around anything metal, you will draw along others with you. But if you are not that, you repel others. And that's what we want here. We have Igbo meetings everywhere. So anybody who is not fit in to be a Biafra can go to Igbo meeting where he fits in. It's not a force. I don't want to go too much on this because we have experienced so many things and I come to bow. Just like I said before, Nnamdi Kanu, he has something that I not have. The quest for Biafra is the same in my mind. But his courage, I do not possess. And for this, I bowed for him. Yeah. For the people of Dortmund, please, I have a message. And that message is, when you go out to preach to the people, try to be the Biafra, a spark of light and embodiment of truth. That is different from other unions we are having today. So that people will see you as a mirror and see themselves, the foolishness in themselves, and they will know that you are real. So this will be the emblem, the banner which we carry in order to make success in our ways. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well spoken, well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We shall go to the lines to take some calls before we continue. I love questions. I've said that to you before. When somebody wants to ask me a question, you allow them to ask me. I will answer them. I said that I am incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow. Do you know what it means? It means I can tell anybody anything anywhere without fear or favor as long as I speak the truth. You think it's easy to speak the truth? Always. Even if it leads to your death. Nobody has ever come back to say it is a lie. that I did not help to make Peter Obi the governor of Anambra State. Nobody has ever said that before. Nobody has ever said I never served my country. By the time I was in the bushes preparing to go to war against the zoo, some of you never knew what Biafra is all about. I started before I was Rike. Because of that brother's question is becoming obvious tonight. Did he say that what I'm saying is a lie? No. Those that sent him briefed him. I went home to go and fight for you in 1998. Into 99. The Yorubas said they'll give me weapons and he never came. A particular general, I know his name, but I want to mention his name. A retired Yoruba general. He was in New York. Said, I'll give you everything. I was at home with my men calling for arms. That is why we are doing it ourselves now. He mentioned accounts. But you heard me say that our accounts is online. Didn't I say that before? Filed at Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs with the British government, where you don't lie or cheat against the tax man or they will hang you. He's there now. Go and download it and see. I love my country more than I love my own life. And I have been proving it from day one. I don't want to sing my own praises. If I tell you what I have done for Biafra, you won't believe it. You will not believe it. But because I don't go to Yoruba papers to be writing all the time, or as our brother did, to go and carry out a stunt. I don't believe in stunts. With the amount of money at our disposal to build a cenotaph, we could have bribed somebody to go to CNN and give an interview. You all be clapping. But that is a lie. It is not based on hard work. We want people to talk about us based on the work we do. Not because we've gone to somebody to go and plead with them. Oh, please, write about us now. Your boss wrote about me. It was late last year. I think it was in the Vanguard, one of those Yoruba papers, where they said that foreign government is sponsoring me. Remember? To go and destabilize, that they want oil from me. They gave me money for oil to destabilize the zoo. After a while, they saw it's not true. You know, one thing about gossip and lies is that if they find out it's not working, they try something new. Worse is going to come. Because BBC hasn't joined, because they're coming. The heavy hitters are coming. If they see that we are making progress, they will try to discredit what we are doing. If they discredit me, you become very fickle and you will fall. But if they write it now, I'll ask them to give me an interview. If you ask me, I will answer. Mjoge gasaligwa. That's the only problem we have. Let's go to the line, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me on the coordinator's line? We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? No, they can't. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I don't know what is happening. They are not responding. Let's see this one. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Yes. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Igwocha in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Give me only 1 minute,
Director,
please.
It's about the guy who was asking you questions this evening. And that man who was asking about account, has he contributed any money to the account of the people, of the African people?
I don't think so.
It's only those who are contributing money that can ask about money. So such questions should not be responded to. The man does not have local standing to ask such questions. And when you are answering such questions from such fools, it's not proper, Director. It's not the way to do it. When they ask such questions, you snub it and continue. After all, what we are doing is huge. And in fact, we are asking for any account. So such questions should not be welcomed at all. There's no room for that. That's what I want to keep in. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You know, that is something with gossip. He wasn't there when those things happened. He wasn't there when I went home. And I never told you before. I have never told you this story before. I can't remember saying it. I'm just saying it's a lie. By the time that some of them were struggling to come to Europe, I've come to Europe. I've graduated then. Then I have graduated to go back to serve you. I didn't go back with my degree to go and work. I went with my degree to the bush to go and fight. We acquired a few materials. Oh, dear Lord, our people. We have a caller on the line on Skype, to be precise. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Barry, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your line is very crisp and clear. This is Radio Biafra. We're in Dortmund. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, Director, my name is Emmanuel Ezelibe.
And
I'm
where...
calling from Nottingham, England. I came from Umuchi, Naguata, local government area of Anambra State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I thank you so much for all your effort. Moving this European tour from country to country is not easy. We all know all what it takes. But Director, I just want to comment on this guy that called asking you all sort of silly questions. Though because you are different, among all the leaders who have seen before, you are different. You tolerate a lot that others cannot tolerate. That is a sample of democracy. I believe that when our nation Biafra will stand, the same democracy will flow.
Of course.
That guy, when General Sani Abacha was in Nigeria, he has to go and ask him where our money is. He has to go and ask former Inspector General of Police, Tafa Balogun.
Balogun is the one that stole billions upon billions.
Bank for something billion. All those billion going out from Nigeria, the zoo, the money they get from his father's company.
We are losing you, madam.
He never go and ask them that. He's asking you about the transformer. Are you sure that guy paid for any money at all?
He did not.
And he is in the hall there trying to disrupt the gathering of the children of God. So, Director, there are some questions some people will ask. Is irrelevant, because I think the guy's problem is that he never listened to Radio Biafra for once. All those questions he's asking you have been repeating this question on your daily broadcast. It has been there. Anybody who is used to radio, you're listening on Radio Biafra, would have known those questions. I think when you listen to such questions, you have to refer that person to go and listen to previous broadcasts. Maybe after 3 weeks or 1 month, he came back and asked those rubbish questions, if he still need to ask it, because he's already answered it before. So, Director, I still thank you very much for your wisdom and patience. We are emulating and learning from you. That is why I posted in Facebook that you are my Moses. Because you are the one that God sent to liberate us from that zoo republic of Nigeria. You are taken out of that Egypt. So we will not tolerate anybody who will come and put an obstacle. Every individual should go and listen to Radio Biafra first, for at least for 2 weeks. Then he will follow up and know what is going on, because there are some questions that are irrelevant because you have treated it before. So I wish you a very nice stay in Germany, and we're looking forward to see all things moving forward as we're running around to make sure our contribution for defense fund is gathering together. We'll march forward to go and get a place that belongs to us. If you want to stay in Germany, he stay there and asking of a satellite. Thank you very much, Director, and God bless you. Whoever we always be with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, who has something to say? Anybody? Many people. And Abasakwe, 11 o'clock. Can't we extend it for some time? Can we extend it? Go and extend it, please. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's okay. We proceed. Before you come on, we have time, so don't worry. Let's take this call. We have time, please. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? We have a caller on Rapid Response 68. Can you hear me? Lord have mercy.
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Why are you wasting our time? You are not listening?
Sorry, Director. Sorry, Director, I thought you were talking to someone online. I never knew it is on Rapid Response where I'm calling on right now.
Please, go ahead.
Director, my name is President Tichibike. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, thank you so much for the work you are doing for us. Director, I want to say something, please. The man that we're asking you if you ever said this and that about evil women. Director, such person is not one of us. Director, it's not every question that anybody will just open his mouth to ask you and you keep responding to them. When they go on internet and read all this nonsense our enemies are peddling on online, they read it finish, they come and be asking nonsense questions, questions that doesn't even have a meaning. Tomorrow he will read that Nnamdi Kanu stole a chicken. And he will come and ask you on air, is it true that Nnamdi Kanu stole chicken? Tomorrow he will hear that Nnamdi Kanu did this, he will come and be asking you. Director, such people should not even be among us. Please, do not tell because of these people and tell the world our secret. There are some certain secrets that you don't need to leak online.
Yes, your point is well taken. Well taken, well taken. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Who has something to say? Please come and say it. This is your radio station, Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Ahanwo Nunes, Onyemuche Chukwuopona, from Ikeduru local government in Biafra land. Because of him, correct. There is something I want to correct. Let us not get it personal when somebody come up here to ask questions. If he has answers over such questions, I don't think the person will come up. But he needed a declaration or clarification over those questions. And you know, this time around we are in not temptation time, a civilized country that somebody can post anything on net from anywhere, even from the remote village where you came from. And so long this program Biafra is on, there are sabotage. You don't expect everybody to support you. Many people followed Jesus Christ. When the going got tough, people start pulling away. So a brother came up here with questions, I presume, was downloaded from net. And in as much as he needed clarification over that, we shouldn't get it personal, please. For us to move forward. Mr. Kalu, or the Kanu, whichever way. Not whichever way. Good. Correct me. I accept that. I thank you so much, and I pray that God will continue to carry you along. It's not by your strength, not by your power, but by the Spirit we get through. There are things I didn't know. I've been listening to Radio Biafra or whatever. But when that brother came up here to ask the questions, the thing really put me through. I never knew it's long you started the race. I never knew you've been on pipeline in actualization of this particular Biafra. Please, whichever way you think we will get our dream actualized, give us guidelines, and together we will achieve our goal. God bless you all. Let me not take much of your time.
And you too. Thank you very much. We have Uche Nasiebu on the line, who is the head of the Directorate of State, running our affairs, ensuring that everything that we formulate or promulgate as a policy is carried out and disseminated amongst Biafrans all over the world. He's on the line. If you can hear me, have I lost him?
I may have.
Have we lost him? He's gone? No, not that one. Not that one. We lost him. He was on Skype and he's gone. He'll call us back. I don't know who this caller is. Let us to go and take the call. We don't know who calls us. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, please.
Your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Please, we can hear you. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, this is Chinedu Okoye calling from Finland. Can you hear me?
Chinedu Okoye from Finland, we can hear you. So is the rest of the world. Please turn your system down. Don't listen to it. Speak to us direct over the phone. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me right now, please?
Lord have mercy. Yes.
Okay, Director, I just want to appreciate you for the good work you've been doing. And I thank you for your courage. It takes a man of courage to do this kind of job that you are doing. And I say may God continue to increase you.
You say?
Can you hear me, Director?
We can hear you, my dear brother. Please go ahead without interruption. If there's any problem, I will notify you. But please, you may proceed.
Okay, as regards to our brother asked a question, I just want to, I think that he's been finding some of his information from the internet, and he's just trying to use that to kind of attack the movement. And contributing to the questions, some of the questions that you answered, he was trying to mix some things up. He was trying to talk about you and Abacha.
And me and Abacha.
And I think he's he was referring to Daniel Kanu, not you. He didn't get his information right.
Okay.
Daniel Kanu, that in 1998, that stood and campaigned to Abacha regime.
Is that Kanu? Okay. You see, you guys down with Kanu.
Daniel Kanu. So I just want to correct him. It's not Nnamdi Kanu. It's Daniel Kanu, the guy that campaigned for Abacha, youth NLCN for Abacha.
It's not me.
It's Daniel Kanu. It's not Nnamdi Kanu. He actually gathered his information from the internet and he's mixing up the whole thing.
Yes, of course.
You get it right?
Of course, you are right. Yes, we got you loud and clear. Thank you very much.
So, I just want him to know that you are different from the Daniel Kanu he was trying to compare you with. And one thing again, Director, I want to actually pinpoint is about our movement. By the grace of God, I just actually get interested when I started listening to this Radio Biafra. And I actually found out that this is real. It's not like a gimmick. It's not a scam. It's not like the one that I've had before. So I have like decided to bring up my heart to contribute in any way that I'm going to do to make sure that this movement goes forward.
Yes.
So the one thing I just want to pinpoint, some of the things you've been saying about, like, I'm not disputing the fact that the Yorubas, they betrayed us, so true. We all know about it, we've read about it. But still, please, it would be nice if we don't attack them directly. If you want to call me, for example, Awolowo, it would be nice for you to call exactly what he did against the Igbo. And then let's fight for this single job that we have in mind. I think we're going to achieve it. Let's not attack the entire Yoruba community. Let's just face our own what we are pursuing and make sure we achieve it.
Of course we will. We will.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Please, one more thing.
Go ahead.
Please, one more thing I also want to ask our fellow Biafrans, please, let's stop insulting ourselves on the radio because we are all fighting for the same first cause. People that don't know, so please, let's tolerate those people that are like coming for the first time or people that just started listening to Radio Biafra for the first time. I mean, by doing so, we kind of bring them into the forum and then they will start to flow with us. So please, let's not insult them, because when you insult them, you repel them away. Some of them are asking these questions genuinely from their heart. They don't know. They want to know. But when they ask questions, I mean, the director is able, I thank God for you. You are able to answer all questions and you are doing a wonderful, marvelous job. Let other people not start attacking people. Let's not start insulting people from different parts of the country, because our enemies, they are listening. And when we start insulting ourselves, they are going to start laughing at us.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Thank you very
much.
Yeah,
they're going to laugh at us. They're going to say that we are not serious. They're going to say that we are divided. And I know Biafrans are not divided. The only people that are separating themselves from the Biafra are the politicians, the corrupt ones that are eating, the people that have the oil well in the east. They are protecting their rights. So they don't want anybody to tamper with the oil well. That's why they are fighting against this movement.
That is true. That is true.
We are one. And I know there are a lot of people that are in different parts of the country that actually they have not gotten this vision. They don't know what Biafra is all about. They don't know what this movement is all about. They think it's still the Waziri Keza movement. And thank you, the director, for how you've been explaining things so far. A lot of people are catching it. They are catching the fire. And that one thing I still want to plead with you is if there is any way we can reach our people back home so that they will fight the same fire that is burning in Europe, that is burning in America, that is burning in Asia. If this same fire is burning in Nigeria, I tell you, it's going to come to pass soon that we will have Biafra. Because I actually have been making some calls. I think it's not everybody that knows about Biafra downtown in the zoo called Nigeria. A lot of people don't even know about this movement. So if it is possible, if there are other means through which we can let them know about this movement, the Biafra movement, so that they will now start preparing their mind and they will now start making arrangements on how to restart themselves in the East, that would be very nice. Please, I'm just like pleading with you. You are doing a marvelous job. I mean, I applaud you a lot, and I thank you, and I ask God to continue to increase you and strengthen you to keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. We are going to the line now. Do we have Uchenna Asiebu on the line?
Yes, director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please go ahead. We are here and all over the world as well, and we are ready to hear from you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, director. First of all, I must commend you. You are doing a wonderful job. And also, I want to thank the principal officers of Great iPod all over the world. And again, our national coordinator in Germany, in the person of Tony Unzurumike. Tony, I must say thank you. You are doing a wonderful job. And all our zonal coordinators in Germany, I trust you and I know you will deliver always. Let me make this thing very clear. Great Biafrans all over the world, the reason why we introduced the town hall meetings was to take your question. Please, I will beg you in the name of Chukwu Abiyama. We would like to take your question, but as well, make all your questions reasonable. Do not come to the studio to ask irrelevant questions or make mockery of our director. Please, we are here to take your question, but do not make mockery of our director. Get your facts checked before answering them. Please, there is no way, you are all Biafrans, and there is no way we will humiliate you, but as well, we beg you to make justice with this race and this cause. Please, I would like you to stay tuned and make sure you join this course. If you don't join this course now, a time will come when you will regret it. This is the time, and we must take this time. Great Biafrans in Germany, I know this is your time. Do not make this opportunity to slip away. Director, I don't know if you can hear me clearly.
Loud and very clear. Please go ahead, and so is the whole world. Go ahead.
Okay. So please, our great Biafrans there, especially in Germany, we thank you for your hospitality, and we urge and pray that this very struggle, that you will take it more seriously. Like Director will always say, United States and Germany will always finance this cause, and do not despair. This is the time. Ask your questions, and all your questions will be taken care of. But please, do not ask questions that is irrelevant. We will not tolerate that. Our cause is very, very straight. Our mission is very, very straight. And do not despair. Our struggle, there is no way we can go back now. Even if they kill us, Biafra must surely come. The world is watching. 1967 to 1970 can never be 2013 to 2015. This is the time. And as I always say, Sombo Bogito, no retreat, no surrender. If you don't join this struggle now, a time will come when the heat will be on you. The Hausa Fulani, will overrun you, and then you will start crying. Join this course, man. Man, the Kano is highly comfortable where he is before, but today, Man, the Kano has sacrificed his life for me and you. If you start asking these questions that is irrelevant, you will take this struggle back. But let me put it clear to you. There is nothing we've said that we've not done. There is nothing. Nothing. Go and put the record straight. Director, let me leave you for now. May the good Lord guide you all there. May Chukwuabiam always be with you all. Thank you and good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work, and people are here to speak, and they must speak. Whereby anybody wants to speak, they must speak. Please go ahead, go ahead.
Welcome, Director. Good evening, Director. My name is Nicholas Akabreze. I'm from Umezike Ozera in Uru West local government area in Imo State, Biafra Land. I'm the financial secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra in Dusseldorf. So, Director, I'm highly happy that I see you. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. My dear brother, we have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are calling us from. We are in Dortmund, in Germany.
My name is Ezeogun Dedele. I'm calling from Nottingham.
Yes, go ahead.
I am from Idato South.
Okay, it's good
yesterday,
to...
Yesterday, I had you, Director, when you were talking about only Idato North people are calling.
Yes.
Well, this is Idato South, man.
That's very good.
If you... Maybe there's something you said that was interesting. You spoke about Idato...
Yes, go ahead. Can you hear me? Ezeogun, have we lost you? But it's still counting here, so I don't know why we would lose you. We try and wait for you to come back. Do we have a caller on the line? This is Radio Biafra on the phone.
Yes, are you calling? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Nandi Kano.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm Srevanu Swahili. I'm talking from Germany. From Mbitulu. Umunahan Mbitulu.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I thank you very much for all your effort and all your struggle.
Thank you.
I was in Nigeria since 1999. The spirit I have now, I didn't have it in Mosop. Because I know within myself that everything in here, even though when we was in Ladeko, when was Rike called to Ladeko, the thing did not move me. But once I started to hear from you, I see the truth, I see the light of Biafra in you, and the things keep burning in me today. But what I'm telling you, and the advice I'm telling you, say, don't listen to anybody. I like the demonstration you show, because we in Germany here, the government here, we did it not. I want to cancel some full of my Biafras, those who are insensitive or angry when somebody asks a question. Because this is what we learn here. Because in Germany, even though their government, they didn't hide anything. If you go to hospital here to say the thing where they happen for you, where they begin to hide anything for you, they can't hide it. Doctor cannot hide anything for you here. They show you everything. So let people not be angry when somebody asks a question. And for that question, you may learn something. And that the demonstration you are showing us is how the new Biafra is going to be. So for people to mellow down, and when somebody asks a question, the question should be addressed properly here, even though we're in Germany here. Go to any office, they will mellow down, listen to you, whether you talk through or not, till you end your view finish, they will answer you. So this is one thing. Somebody who asks question. And some of them, enemy may send them. If he did not allow them, how would you know? Because the way the man are talking, the ass of the transmitter, while he hear the news, the headline news today, what is happening about the man that in Enugu there, and he see the ass of the transmitter, or to show where the transmitter is, for those who are looking for it to know exactly where the transmitter is. So this is one thing. So I thank you. I follow you up. The way you are living, I know that God will surely bring the Biafra. Because when I'm here looking, I witnessed the last war, the last Biafran time, what happened in that time. Only I was a child of almost 8 years. But everything happened during that time. I noticed everything was happening. So I want to advise everybody to mellow down when somebody asks questions. And you yourself, you are not angry of us, even though you beg people to ask questions.
Of course. Show
that this is a sample of a good leadership. And this is what of the thing we are suffering in Zoo today, that we cannot ask our leaders. We cannot hold them accountable. When you did not show this type of demonstration of how the new Biafra is going to be, because we don't want the thing to happen in the Zoo, that nobody, both those, because here, we learned the democracy in Germany here, that the people are the power of the government, not the government to be the power of the people, or determine for the people. Because in Germany here, the people owns the government, own the people's accountability, which is one of the things that is showing us where we are learning today. Let people not be carried out when somebody asks a question somewhere. Maybe somebody may send him. If you not allow him to say his view, he cannot know his mouth and know how to defend yourself, because there is enemy, there is a challenges. A lot of them are sent by enemies. A lot of them, there is a lot of challenges. In everything, they say nothing is good that communism. Biafra will never come is the way people are looking at it. And all those things are the challenges that we are going to encounter for this Biafra coming. If our own brothers say their own problems are one of the things, which all those things, I know that God, who started this work, will accomplish it.
Sir,
we call you to Germany. We thank you for all your effort and all the living here that you live in. God will surely give us Biafra.
He said,
we thank you. God protect you. God safeguard you for all those endeavors. We thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my Deborah. Thank you very, very much. I think our brother has returned. Ezekiel, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No.
I can, my director. Good evening, sir.
Please, good evening. Yes, conclude what you are saying. Yes, your line cut off. Conclude what you are saying. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. What I was about to say earlier on was I wanted to touch a little bit about the mention he made about the data people. I'm sure you know about Let's Get On Badiwe and Let Mr. Collins Obi.
I do.
These are MPN. All data politicians.
MPN. They were serving Hausa Fulani people. MPN.
Yes. Yes. But what we have understand is that the consequence of their political alienation has actually impacted on the Dato people severely. And in terms of suffering from the Zoo, I think the Dato have actually suffered a lot. And that is why when you speak, when we hear your voice, we know that you are saying the right thing. Director, if there's anything I can pick from listening to you, is the love of your people. The way you, even with all these questions, some people will call and ask some stupid question. And some of us, we get angry. Some of us, we want to attack the person. But you find the presence of mind and emotional intelligence to be able to listen to the whole question. Director, you are demonstrating what is called love. Love for your people and love for your nation. And that is the only reason why you have sacrificed everything, your family, and you put your life at risk. You could have been sitting somewhere enjoying your money or enjoying the product of your education. But you choose to bring yourself down to serve your people. There is no sacrifice that is more than that. And that is example you are learning to every one of Biafrans. For us to emulate what you have done. Look at you. And even if you go back to Ojukwu, he went to Oxford. He went to Zoo and joined the army from the cadets. These are examples of people who love their country, who want to sacrifice everything they have to make their people free. director, I don't know how much to thank you, but sometimes when I look back to history, I feel like crying. But you are showing us example. But the only thing I will leave for every Biafran person listening to this tonight is this. Biafra, the call to join Biafra is a bell that summons us either to hell or to heaven. This is all I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Well spoken. We have people here that wish to speak. We'll allow only two more people. We'll bring the program to a close. I haven't eaten. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. Good evening, good evening, Biafra people here present. Good evening, Biafra people all over the world. My name is Nwabueze Onyechukwu. I'm a postgraduate student here in Duisburg. And yesterday I was supposed to be in this program in Dusseldorf, but because of my health, I couldn't really make it. So I'm very happy to be here today. And this issue of the question the guy was asking, to me, his question made me to believe you more. His questions he was asking here is disturbing to others, but it makes me to believe you more. Because I never knew you were already in the pipeline of share the money, where the money of the resources of Nigeria is being shared. You just need a little lie to get the money you want. You don't need to come here and tell us to contribute 100 euro to make money. You're already there to make money. So, but you left all these things because in Nigeria, if you are saying the truth, nobody takes you serious, except you're a liar. Then you're in the pipeline. So I am very happy that we are here today and everything is moving fine. Director, you don't need to be encouraged. I want to encourage myself first of all and encourage other Biafrans here and in the other, any other place in the world. We have to be strong. This is a spiritual battle. 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I saw a friend, a university colleague there in Nigeria then. He joined the military immediately after his studies. I knew this guy. And now this guy is dead. They said that the Boko Haram people also, they killed him somewhere. He was working for Nigeria. So it was a very big shock for me also. So one thing I want to tell us is this. Yes, we have to do whatever human possible we can do. But this battle is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle, I have to tell you the truth. And I want to make this promise. There is something common. Before I drop, there is something that will be common to the friends of Biafra, the Biafrans, the director, and the enemies of Biafra. And that thing that will be common to all of us is this. Biafra will come as a surprise to all of us. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Please, we need to bring the program to an end. Who concludes it for? Does anybody else want to speak? They haven't spoken before. Please give him. He hasn't spoken before. Give him the microphone, please. Go ahead.
Biafra Mamman. Let us be awake. We are not in a mortuary, or we are somebody's lying, dead. Biafra Mamman. I so much appreciate what is going on. I thank you so, so much. Sometimes when I'm listening, I feel like crying. It is nothing but hearing the truth and hearing so many things that makes me to feel that way. Because so many of us, we don't hear it well. And we don't know so many things happening in that country, Nigeria. My name is Nnamdi Ebere Adinna Igwuonu Nnewi. I'm from Nnewi, Anambra State. The brother to our Moses. There is something that makes our Moses to say he will fight again if, and he stopped there. And our idioms used to say, Igwe Biike. My advice goes this way, Igwe Biike. If we forget that name, because our director here always used so many words, so many proverbs to talk to us. And we the Igbos, we the Biafrans, we base and we really hold to on to those powerful words we used to talk to ourselves. Why the enemy is alert the way you also alert. So the main truth about all this is being strong spiritually, physically, academically, and otherwise. Somebody said or asked a question saying, how can our director be protected? Very good one. But I waited him and he answered us well. Shineke chigo bodo. It is a very, very powerful one. Because those that trust in their chariots and in their horsemen, they must surely bow to he that trust in Chukwuabiama, in Shineke, in God Almighty, who has sent us individually, as well as you are the real. What we are saying is real, Biafran. I thank you once again. We will fight if, and that if has come. That if has come. The explanation of that if has come. If you are sleeping, you are being tapped. The if is now to be explained. And it has explained itself. I thank you so much, Director. I thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I thank everybody hearing us all over the world, people who are here. I so much appreciate. God bless each and every one of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Dortmund here in Germany. Please go ahead.
Good evening, brothers and sisters from Biafra land. My name is Chidebere Okpara from Abia State. I'm from Seremo. Omaya. So I'm happy to be here tonight and see a brother, which is our director. He's my brother. So I'm very happy to see a man like this standing before the people, fighting for our rights. So I pray that good God, who made heaven and earth, will continue strengthening him and strengthen every one of us for we to achieve our good in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. He's from Osirimo. Please wait. It's not very often I come across my brother. You're given me. Which village are you from in Osirimo?
I'm from Umuako, Osirimo.
Umuako. Is that where you have Eze Akpaka? Is that correct?
Confirm.
I'm a kind of village union. We did. I know the family very well. I know them. They were very good friends of mine. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Samuako. We used to go there many, many years ago to go and make things happen. Good to see somebody from Osirimo with us. Please go ahead and bring these very proceedings to an end, please. You must bring it to an end. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. Yes. My name, once again, is Chukwumeke Nzurumike. I hail from Owerri. I thank God for a day like this. I thank God for the life of our director. I thank God for all the Biafrans who are here in the hall. I think our procedures today has been a successful one. I want to use this opportunity to thank all the national, all the coordinators, unit coordinators in the whole Germany for a good work. I encourage you to continue doing what you are doing, but work harder. Work harder so that we grow. For all of you that have contributed to what you have done so far, I want to thank you. I do appreciate what you have done. I do acknowledge all your efforts so far. I want to also use the opportunity to refer to anyone in this world, any Biafran, or wanting to be a Biafran. We all know that there's a difference between a Biafran and an Igboman. Don't come here getting grounded in your ignorance and want to display you know much. You don't come here and throw questions and say you know much. The reason why I do disagree with those who said it's okay to ask anything, is because this young man today came here, you know, actually, I would say there's a difference between characteristics of wanting to know and that of dragging issues down the mud. He came here mentioning, get your ass cleared. Learn your history. Learn your history. You are being burned down to ashes. Your hometown, your country is being taken away by Boko Haram. Nigeria is siphoning you. You are a poor man. You are here in Germany. You are here in Dortmund. I'm doing a sort of labor. And your equals in the north have gotten 80% of your oil block, and you come here to ask stupid questions. People say it's nice. I say no. I read down the line. I don't like what he said. Because if you want to ask a question, you'll be humble. Throw your question. We all have sensitivities. We know how it goes. That question was not nice or not well formulated. I don't like it. So any of you anywhere in this world, you want to ask questions. First of all, if you're new, listen to Radio Biafra at least a while. Get educated. Don't come here and prove you know much. Get educated. None of us here. Many of us got educated right here. So many times, no matter which degree you have, you get educated right here. Sometimes, like Nnamdi Kanu says, you also educate Radio Biafra. They take your suggestions sometimes. But don't come here and feel you know too much and then, you know, dragging things down the mud. That's what I wanted to say about that young man that asked that question. It was unacceptable. I don't accept it. I don't like it because you don't even love Biafra. Be a Biafran before you throw your stupid questions. What kind of nonsense is that? So let us not pretend as if everything was okay. No, it was not okay. If you want to ask questions, don't come here and pretend as if you know more. You don't know anything anyway. You go and download all your nonsense in internet where we have a whole lot of saboteurs, and then you come up here and then throw your stupid questions and think you know much. That is unacceptable. I don't accept it. And go away with it. So I want to, like I said, I want to thank all of you that made this occasion very successful. This program is very successful. And we know that Chukwuma is against we getting our freedom. It's against himself. We are here to stay. Biafra is here to stay. We are going to, you know, fund our movement. We are going to fund our family. We are going to make sure that we get all it takes to get Biafra. All the enemies can do whatever they do and battle whatever they battle. They can't get us. We remain relentless. We remain unwavering. And we are going to fight on. Nigeria can't wage war against us. We're going to fight against them. If you come to Europe, come to Germany, sending anybody of any caliber to try or test us here on this country, we tell you we're going to crush you. If you are Jonathan, whoever you are, send your syndicates. We are going to crush you in diaspora and down home in Biafra land. And we damn you. I pray my strength in Chukwuma.
He said, thank you very much, all of you. I will start with, of course, our national coordinator. I will also proceed with our regional coordinator and also our coordinator for Dusseldorf for a very wonderful hospitality. Our people came out in their numbers to receive this very gospel, and it was preached before an audience, I can truly say, are Biafrans. You know, in our Father's house, there are many mansions, so you have one or two people that may not be 100%, but they are still part of the family nonetheless. So we try to accommodate them. We have come to Germany and we have preached this gospel. It continues tomorrow in Vienna, in Austria. There also we shall speak the truth before an assemblage of Biafrans, because that's what we're born to do. As always, I've said it before and I'll say it again. My second journey, second missionary journey, I would say, to Germany, that I came here. And indeed, there are Biafrans in Germany. There are Biafrans here. They will not let us down. Germany is critical to what we intend to do. Those of you that never knew when I started, now you know. I started doing Biafra even before I was Rike. Dreamt of it. But we give him credit when he was a human being because of the courage he showed. Only he ruined it himself, not anybody. He spoiled it later by dining with the devil. We saw the devil, all of them, one after the other, but we refused to dine with them. My own cousin, flesh and blood, was in politics. My childhood friend, the only thing we didn't exchange is, I'm sure we even exchanged underpants at some point. We're very, very close. People will hate you because they want to do things differently in a very honest way. It's in the nature of black people to hate anything that is progressive. That is why they are poor. Don't you know that? What do you think black people are poor? That is in their nature. That's why we are scavenging like a bunch of wild beasts all over the place around the world. Because we love evil. We want to hark back to a time when there was no evil, when men were equal truly before God and before man, when honesty, when truth prevailed against all odds. When at a time men regarded as the mantra. Yes, Yokubuntu as the way to live. All this rubbish mixing you up with Yoruba, with Hausa, Fulani men have reduced you, diminished you, that you have come to accept evil as a way of life. To cut corners, to cut deals. Anything you like, you can ask me. I'll answer you. When I say I am whiter than white, I mean it. I'm not joking. And I'm a Zoshi. And I'm Obama. So what is the problem? I have served my country because I love my country. That is all. We want to show you how to be patriotic. Most of you don't know the meaning of it. I will come to Germany. Some people will give me. So that is, before you go tomorrow and say I ate money, they give me envelope when I move about. I have the money in my pocket. I got one this evening. They gave me some yesterday. My sisters gave me some. I have one from this evening as well. They do. They buy me shoes and they buy me clothes. And then you read something on the internet. I have it here with me. And with it, I'll be able to feed properly. That is all. That's why they gave it to me, isn't it? It's not for Biafra. It's not for Radio Biafra. They know how to control. It's my own. This is mine. They gave it to me. I went to the USA. Somebody led me to a supermarket and asked them to open it. They opened. I said to me, take anything you want from this shop. Anything you want. I said, she says, take anything you want from here. So if I have changed my clothes, it's what I bought in America, please. It's not Biafra money. The only thing I want is Biafra. At the end of the day, they will ask us, after all said and done, did you get Biafra? If you didn't get it, you'll be like Obazurike. Another ex. You cannot be a Biafran leader unless you run Biafran when Biafra is free. Ojukwu is a Biafran leader because he was our head of state. After Ojukwu, there is no other Biafran leader. You can lead an ideology, a movement. You cannot lead Biafra unless you get Biafra. Don't you know that? Okay, but now we're leader of Biafra. That's how it works. It doesn't work that way. The race is not won until you finish it and you get Biafra for your people. Then you'll be worthy to be called a Biafran leader. Until then, you're a mere servant of the people. That's what we are. That is why this Biafra we have preached here, which we shall preach tomorrow in Austria, will and forever remain our religion. Here on this platform will this message of hope be propagated forever and ever. Because Chukwuabiam is our God, he will guide, bless, sustain, keep each of you very safe. But more importantly, above everything made by man, Chukwuabiam will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good night from Dortmund. God bless you wherever you are.